shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury.
Did you know that even today, 95% of the world's jury trials are held here in America? Juries are one of the ways American society guarantees the rights of citizens on trial. It may not be perfect, but it's the best the world has to offer. Unless you don't answer your jury summons.
Has the jury reached a verdict? Reached a verdict.
Your right to a jury trial is like so many other American rights. It comes with a responsibility. We all hope we'll never need a jury of our peers, but somebody needs one every single day. We owe it to our fellow Americans to answer that call. The American justice system is the envy of the world, but it only works when we do our part. The American jury is we the people in action. It's National Juror Appreciation Week, and the American Bar Association Commission on the American Jury reminds you, do your jury duty.
Hello, I'm Franklin Graham. Hurricane Katrina was one of the worst natural disasters ever to hit the United States. There are literally tens of thousands of people who have lost their homes. It's going to take months, possibly years, for them to recover. And not only tens of thousands of homes, but an entire city of New Orleans flooded and have to be evacuated. Many of those homes will have to be bulldozed. The Samaritan's Purse is here. We need people's help. We need supplies. We need donations. We need your prayers. And if you would like to help, you can donate by going online to www.samaritanspurse.org or give by phone, and that is 1-800-567-8183. That's 1-800-567-8183. God bless you. And please remember to give and to pray for the folks here in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
The following is a rebroadcast of the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown will be live in the studio in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for Steve McBoy on Free Enterprise Action Plan on Tax Cuts for the Rich. That's up next. That'd be your best Wake Up Call on the 920.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African, and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We broadcast live. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net from Xenia to Zimbabwe. Yes, we do. Live. And if you happen to, I don't know how this could happen. I've been told that it can. On occasion, if you missed my show, all right, go to whiterosesociety.org and get your hour. You can also iPod this show as well at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. You think that a guy you think that if you plan your travel and you get all the way to Outer Mongolia, that you could escape your troubles for a minute? I mean, isn't that like the ends of the earth? Outer Mongolia? Boy George couldn't even escape his problems, his challenges, his issues, the indictments, the pre-indictments, the gonna be indictments. Cindy Sheehan is planning Thanksgiving dinner in front of his house again. He's written a book. This boy can't escape his problems. He goes to Outer Mongolia and he still can't get away from it. And it's not just a partisan liberal or a liberal light progressive or a testing the water, sticking their political democratic toe in the water Democrats that are going after Boy George and his agenda. But looky.
What?
Republicans aren't giving him his stuff either. I guess I understand why baby had to go to Mongolia. It's a lot better than being at home. One of the issues that has defined this party has defined itself with this concept. Tax cuts. That's right, tax cuts. I think we need to find out how they're going. Because if things are going with tax cuts like they've been going with everything else, I think maybe Mars, maybe $20 billion, $15 billion that they put into the Mars moon mission, that may be the next place that George goes to try to find some solace, some distance from he and his challenges. We need to talk about how the tax cuts are going. We need to talk about that. To facilitate that conversation, joining us from Washington, D.C., I have Steve Malloy, Portfolio Manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Liz. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Should George W. Bush take comfort in the continual embracing of his tax cut policy?
Well, I don't know that that's happening. I mean, I think tax cuts are a great idea, but he's exerting so little leadership, and the congressional Republicans are exerting so little leadership that they're in danger of his dividend tax cut of not being extended.
What are the Republicans saying about why they're not embracing this?
Well, it's got something to do with all that budget. Mm-hmm. That budget thing. They claim we need the money.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of curtailing spending on wasteful pork barrel projects, they'd rather hold up tax cuts for everybody.
Uh-huh. And in terms of, because sometimes I think that there's a lot of talk on television shows, a lot of talk in print, a lot of talk on radio, that sometimes gives the impression that these decisions are all about what the elected officials feel and want, and there's not enough conversation about the American public that put these elected officials that just they just voted themselves a raise, didn't they? They just get a $3,000 raise. What's the American, when we look at the polls and we put our finger on the pulse of what America wants, where does tax cuts rank? I mean, where do tax cuts rank?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't really have much faith in polls. The polls that matter are the ones that happen every 2 years and every 4 years. We call them elections. The rest of the time, I think polls are kind of a silly exercise. I'm not quite sure where. I think most Americans would like to pay fewer taxes. And if you're going to pay taxes, you'd like to see that money not be wasted.
But here's the thing. Most Americans also want good schools. Most Americans also want good roads. Most Americans want good hospitals. Most Americans want good social services that are the underpinning of a healthy society. They want those things, too. And it's not like an American writes out a check to the highway department. Those things are paid for in a democratic society by taxes. So Americans want those things, too, don't they?
Well, I think they do, but, throwing money at problems I don't think really solves anything. The government's been throwing money at problems for generations, and I'm not quite sure that, that always solves the problem.
Well,
We've got senators in Alaska that, they call it the bridge to nowhere, $250 million spent on a bridge that's going to service about 100 people.
That is crazy. But what's even crazier is that that we have a party in office right now that Republicans are supposed to be the fiscally responsible folks.
Don't get me started.
And the Republicans put out this mantra about being the fiscally responsible ones, but yet they're the ones that embraced that bridge to go nowhere. They're in charge.
They are the just a bunch of fools right now. They have forgotten their compasses. What we were talking about earlier, the lack of leadership. George Bush doesn't know, you know, he's lost his compass. Republicans in Congress have lost their compass, and they are just spending fools.
But Steve, do you think that that they have actually lost their compass, or they simply got caught? That people can now actually see what they're all about, as opposed to distracting people with 9/11 and terrorists over there and orange alerts and blue and bird flu and anthrax and all that stuff. I mean,
I'll tell you what, if you leave a political class in power long enough, they just become corrupt, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. It's a bipartisan problem.
So it's time to turn the Republicans out, right?
I hate to say, because I hate to see Democrats come in, because I know Democrats are spending fools as well. But we got a clean house.
Here's the challenge that I have as a person that just looks at what's going on politically from left to right. The thing that is most difficult for me to take and really kind of makes me ill is the hypocrisy of it, because we spent how many years being hammered in, and I mean we as a nation, of being hammered in the head about the lack of moral compass that the Democrats had by virtue of what Bill Clinton did.
Mm-hmm.
That Bill Clinton cheated on his wife and lied under oath, and therefore we need to turn them out because that indicates how amoral this party is. We bring in, or this country, somehow these people get into control, and we have seen more fiscally reprehensible things than I dare say that a lot of people have ever seen in their lives. We have seen more fiscally irresponsible things and more fiscally hurting things. I wasn't hurt personally by what Bill Clinton did with Monica Lewinsky, and I don't think that you were either, and I don't think that anybody outside of his family was hurt personally by what Bill did to Hillary and with Monica. We're all being hurt at the gas pumps by what the decisions that are being made right now. We're all being hurt with our pension funds right now. We're all being hurt with the cost of medical care right now. These are the decisions that are actually hurting us. Don't you think it's a little hard to take that the party that is now in control of everything has causing us to hurt like this? And isn't it kind of reprehensible that they said that they were all about morals, but I've been hurt personally by the decisions that they've been made.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that it is reprehensible, but we oughtn't get confused that, life was all that much better under Bill Clinton. I would say that Bill Clinton had the good fortune of being president for 8 years when virtually nothing went wrong. I mean, Bill Clinton could afford to indulge in Monica Lewinsky, and the country ran itself. The stock market went through the roof.
But shouldn't we measure?
Big difference since George Bush has been president.
But shouldn't we measure whether or not you're a good president or a bad president based upon what happens to you? I mean, collectively, what happens to us? If things were good under that president, doesn't it naturally follow that things were good? And if things were good under that party, then things were good. And if things were good, then things were good that were handed to George Bush. And shouldn't we evaluate he and his party based upon how they've screwed everything up good that was handed to him?
No, I don't think so. Look, during the 90s, Bill Clinton benefited from the boom in the internet and telecommunications.
But he could have screwed it up, too.
It was all ending towards the end of his administration, and then Bush inherited a bear market, and then 9/11, and then Katrina, and the war in Iraq. I mean, the circumstances. I agree with you that the conduct of Republicans since they've been in office over the last few years has been reprehensible, but.
But
Bill Clinton up as an example of what should be going on.
Here's the thing. I am not a fan of Bill Clinton. I am absolutely. There are a number of things that he did with social policies and everything that I think are absolutely reprehensible. But if we are talking about, we only have two political parties. We have the Democrats and we have the Republicans. And the fact of the matter is that both parties have defined themselves in a certain type of way. And the Republicans attacked a party based based upon this whole moral compass thing and all of that. And yet and still, when the Republicans got in complete, and mind you, Bill Clinton wasn't in complete charge the entire time that he was in office. There were Republican, we had a Republican House, and we had a Republican, I think we had a Republican Senate for a minute there. So the fact of the matter is that what the nation sees now and what the nation is experiencing now is absolute, complete control by the Republican Party at the top, at the House, and at the Senate. And all of our lives, everything hurts. Everything hurts. So what isn't the most honorable thing for this party that it says that it stands for more for morality to do is, you know what? Step down. You know, we screwed it up. We didn't keep our word. Everybody's hurting. Let's try something else.
Of course, you know, I agree with you that the Republicans have definitely earned the right to be turned out of office. However, you know, when we get to 2006 and 2008, I'm going to have to see who's running against who because, you know, could be that better the devil you know.
But see, it's still the devil. I mean, so, like people always say that, you know, the lesser of two evils is still, you're still making me choose evil.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But that's what politics and politicians are all about, whether they're from the left or from the right.
Well, I think that there are some very good individuals out here. We have, even within the Republican Party right now, we have Olympia Snowe who is saying, look, we cannot afford to, we have some real financial issues here. We have some people that are hurting with, that need food stamps. We have, after we've told people, we've told women, you gotta get a job, welfare to work, but if you have kids, you can't get a job unless you have a safe place to keep your kids. Okay, we're going to subsidize that and you're going to work. Now they want to cut that program, cut money from that program, and then other people who will never have to worry about the daycare, child care for their children are going to benefit from a huge tax cut. Olympia Snowe is saying, you know what? We have to pay for Katrina. We have to pay for food stamps. We have to pay for these things. We're not going to make these tax cuts permanent. Don't you think that most Americans would say, yeah.
I don't know. You know, maybe Olympia Snowe should have stood up and voted against the, Medicare prescription drug benefit for, delay that for a few years. Maybe we could pay for some of these other things.
I think that a lot of them would stand up and say, I wish I hadn't voted for that because that was a lie too. How much it was going to cost.
Right. I don't see anybody doing that.
I think
it's kind of hard to take all this seriously when they, you know.
But don't you think that people are allowed to think, okay, I think that this is going to work. And if they make them, and if it doesn't work, don't you think the job of a politician is to stand up and say, thought it was going to work, had the best intelligence, didn't work. Let's scrap that. Let's try something new. Isn't that what we're supposed to do as human beings too? Because none of us can predict the future.
No, sure, but nobody's standing up to repeal that law.
Well, shouldn't Republicans be asking
Republicans? Yeah, I agree. They should.
To repeal that program?
Absolutely.
Because it absolutely is not
and Democrats
working.
Should be demanding it as well, but nobody is.
Oh, I mean, I think that they are. I think that Dianne Feinstein has said that the program is a bunch of Democrats jumped up and said when the real numbers of the cost of this program came down, they said, what the? This is costing a lot more than what we were told.
Well, I think the Democratic alternative was to spend even more money at the time, so I'm not quite sure how, you know, genuine her, you know, jumping up and down is.
How were they going to spend more money?
I think the program was going to be even more generous than it already is.
Okay, and maybe I'm misunderstanding. Which program is
Medicare prescription drug benefit.
The new program,
the new
that,
program
the,
right.
that just came in.
The Democratic
in.
Alternative was even more expensive.
Well, I think it was more expensive, but it would have been less money into the pockets of the companies and more money into the more choices into the pockets of the people that are using the Medicare program than the program that's existing right now.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter to me where the money goes because it's all just a waste. It's not, taxpayers shouldn't be bearing those sorts of burdens.
How are people supposed to pay for their medical care?
Well, you know, if we would reduce taxes, give people more money, and then unfortunately we live in a society where, you know, Eisenhower, when he left office, he warned us of the military industrial complex. Now we kind of live in the medical insurance complex, and it's really hard to tell you know, what benefits people are getting from what medications. I mean, I know we kind of have to rely on doctors, but, you know, it really is this huge industry now that just writes prescriptions, prescribes medical care, and there's really sort of, you know, no check on it and no end in sight. And no doubt that's why, you know, insurance is just going through the roof. It's becoming more and more unaffordable because there's just more and more unnecessary health care or fraud going on.
Well, isn't one of the reasons?
It's a real problem that we need to address, and, you know, throwing money at the problem is not the solution, Liz.
Well, I guess if your house is falling down, someone could say throwing money at the problem is not a solution, and the fact of the matter is it is. If your roof is caving in, you have to pay money to pay for the roof to be replaced. If the basement is flooded, you have to pay money to get the water out and clean the mold off the walls and repair the house. Money, of course, is a solution to a lot of problems. Money's not the solution to happiness, but money certainly is the solution to a 67-year-old senior who has to make a choice between whether or not to eat or whether or not to buy their pills. Money would fix her problems or his problems in a mighty way. The issue here is with regard to the
But the Medicare prescription drug provides drugs for all seniors, not the ones that just can't afford it.
They have a choice.
Gets to be a senior citizen.
They have a choice.
Be able to get prescription drug.
Well, see, the way the program works is that a senior can opt into it if they want to. They do not have to opt into it, and if they don't opt into it, they will have to pay higher costs. The problem with this program is that it puts so much money into the pockets of the pill sellers. The problem is not that we have not entirely that we have so many pills. The problem is the amount of profit that the pill makers are allowed to make on pills that didn't cost that much.
Problem is if people cannot make profits in America, then we are not going to have all the wonderful medicines and products that make our lives and given us the highest standard of living the world has ever seen.
And that's the argument that I hear frequently. But here's my point. If the medicines cost $15 a pill, and they only cost 7 cents to make, and the people that need the pills cannot buy them because they're not accessible to those people, what kind of democracy, what kind of country, what kind of place are we? If we aren't willing and able as a country to help take care of the richest country in the world, can't reach out and take care of the most needy, you know, then what kind of country are we? And the fact of the matter is that in a democracy doesn't mean that you can gouge people. A democracy and capitalism doesn't mean that you can charge as much money as you want to at the expense of everybody because you don't live here by yourself. That's not what democracy is, and that's not what capitalism is.
But Liz, those pills don't cost 7 cents to make. They cost a lot more than that. There's research, there's development, there's marketing. There's no evidence that drug companies are gouging anybody.
Did you see the show yesterday on ABC News where they had the pharmacist that was selling the pills came out and talked about how much the pills cost him?
Yeah.
And he said, you know what, I am not going to charge what they want me, the pill makers want me to charge for these pills because I have enough profit right here. I'm going to charge a whole lot less than what they're telling me to charge because he knows the actual price. That was on the news just last night.
What he's saying is
speaking directly contrary to what you're saying. He's saying this is what the pills cost. And this is how much profit they're making by it, and this is wrong. And we don't have to do this because people do need the pills. And we have to take a quick break. I'm talking to Steve Malloy, portfolio manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We'll be back.
You've been listening to a rebroadcast of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU. Liz was speaking with Steve Malloy of Free Enterprise Action Fund for the rich tax cuts. Stay tuned. Liz will be live in the studio momentarily right here on AM 920 WGNU.
34 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by American Express. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Clayton Morrison. Look for an accident on right shoulder. There's a brief slowdown. Eastbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue. Look for an accident there. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 44 between Antire and 141. Look for an accident. Two lanes are blocked. Only the right lane is open. Traffic jams at Antire this hour. Southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. That accident has been cleared. Northbound 55 between 141 and Weber Road. No problems reported. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson to Lindbergh, everything is on the move. Northbound 270 is heavy on either side of 44. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks to Lindbergh looks good. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to New Florissant, everything is rolling steady. Westbound 5570 split from 3rd Street onto the PSB is slow. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split, you've got slow traffic there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit all the way into Laclede's Landing, look for heavy volume there. Northbound Route 3 on the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect normal traffic. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by American Express. Wish you could get that elusive Microsoft Xbox 360 for $150 that American Express card members can. Today only at MyLifeMyCard.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 20s. This evening not quite as cold, mostly clear with a low around 19. Saturday not quite as cold, partly sunny, high near 40. Saturday evening mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Sunday mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 8 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 7, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's minus 6. Stay tuned for Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. She'll be live in the studio following these commercial messages. I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour.
Guy Gulman keeps you company after dark. Online at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears. 3425 Union. Black-owned and black-operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hi, this is Leora Daniels, and I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 for good gospel music and church news on the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Start your Saturday off right with me, Leora Daniels, and the Highway to Heaven broadcast, Saturday mornings at 8:30, right here on WGNU.
I know someone with lupus.
My girlfriend.
My mommy.
We work together.
My sister.
My neighbor.
I know someone with lupus.
She's so tired.
Fatigue, achy joints, and fever.
Severe chest pains, heart problems.
Her kidneys gave up.
He had a seizure.
Pain never stops.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know has lupus.
But there is hope. For information, contact the Lupus Foundation of America at 888-38-LUPUS or lupus.org.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Are you aware that within the next 24 hours, about 2,000 Americans will be dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes caused by cholesterol? About half of all adult Americans have elevated cholesterol levels, and nearly half of that half have critically high levels. Do you know what your cholesterol number should be? Friday morning at 8, it's Dr. Renee Reed with a discussion on this silent killer. Find out what you can do and need to do to keep yourself healthy. Right here on The Wake Up Call. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without
it. Boom, 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 boom.
Just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax, my toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU, and I'm feeling like I need to cuss this morning. I'm sorry. It's the holiday season. I apologize. You know what? I've been having the urge to cuss a whole lot lately. Y'all been getting on my nerves. Whoo! Whoo! All right. I want you to hold my hand as we walk through this. And forgive me if words come out my mouth that are not supposed to come out my mouth on talk radio. Forgive me. They murdered that man. They murdered that man. This is Amadou Diallo. They murdered that man, Rigoberto Alzippar. They murdered that man. They murdered that man. Check this out. 44-year-old Costa Rican immigrant and U.S. citizen. Gunned down while fleeing an American Airlines Boeing 747 in Miami on Wednesday. And you know what? You know what makes me feel, makes me know, makes every fiber of my body vibrate with the horror and the crime committed against this man. Listen to what the sons of guns is saying. There is the utter absence of any remorse. There is the utter absence of anything that says, you know, damn, I wish he wasn't, I wish we hadn't killed him. In fact, they are prideful of their kill. It's almost like they want to cut his ears off and pin him to the wall as a trophy for the murder that they committed. And you want to know something else, y'all? There's not a single witness, there's not a single person on that plane that can corroborate that man, Rigoberto, said once, I have a bomb. There's not one person on that plane to corroborate that. The only people that are saying that he said that he had a bomb are the people who killed him. Are the people who killed him. You want to know who Rigoberto is? He left his native country 20 years ago. He was returning from South America where they had participated in a missionary work with her uncle, a Michigan dentist who provides free treatment to the poor. As the two were boarding a connecting flight in Miami bound for Orlando, Alzheimer became very extremely agitated, bolted up the aisle, tried to flee the aircraft. It was then he was confronted by two undercover marshals. Passengers said that his wife was running after him, shouting, my husband is sick, my husband is sick. Others heard her pleading, saying that he was bipolar, had not taken his medicine. She told him it was her fault for persuading him to get on the plane with her. Alzippar has been married to his wife for 20 years. Ann Buchner is a project director with the Council on Quality and Leadership, a not-for-profit agency that assists people with disabilities and mental illnesses.
He fled the aircraft after being confronted by the plainclothes marshals. And it was not until then, after he got out of the sight line of all the other passengers, that people heard the gunshots fired. A spokesperson for the aviation service told the press that Al-Zubar had run up and down the aisle yelling, "I have a bomb in my bag." Here's my question, y'all. Here's my question. Bringing out, coming out the attorney bag here. All y'all out there watching all those doggone police shows, well, put some of that fictional stuff to work. This plane originated in Bogota, Colombia. Outside of Israel, there is no airport that checks your stuff better than these airports, airlines, airway systems. He didn't have a suitcase with him. Now, just picture, if you will, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, running down the aisle of a plane is a tough thing to do anyway because there's not a whole lot of space. It's tough to get a good sprint on as you're running down the aisle of a plane. He's flailing his arms, agitated, flailing his arms. The plane had just landed. The passengers were still in their seats. What bag did he have in his hand? How did he get a bag in his hand? And if it was a bag, it was a bag that he carried on. A bag that was checked and rechecked and 15 times checked in Colombia. I don't believe he had a bag in his hand. I don't believe he had a bag in his hand. They shot him after they said that he failed to orders to put the bag down and appeared to reach into it. Bull. Bull. Throw down bag. What bag of his did they blow up? Remember, the same marshals are saying that they blew his bags up too. What bag did they blow up? It's a man who was suffering from a mental illness, acting agitated, shot to death, Amadou Diallo. And these guys, these are clowns. These are clowns on the plane. Let me just throw this at you. Heard on the news yesterday that the TSA, now they're not going to spend all of their time looking for knitting needles and scissors in your bags. Apparently, we don't have to worry about safety issues anymore with scissors, screwdrivers, and knitting needles. And the TSA workers that are no longer going to be looking for knitting needles in your grandmama's knitting bag are now going to be recruited for air marshals. You feel safe, y'all? What the? You went from patting down grandmama, making 7-year-old children take off their tennis shoes, to putting a gun in their hand and riding shotgun on a Boeing 747. This man is dead because they wanted to kill him. They got off on it. It felt good to them. They were all piped up over we're air marshals, we got to kill somebody. And that's why Rigoberto Al-Zubar is dead. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I ain't done here. Stay with me.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Miami. Some new information is surfacing on the killing of the man at the Miami airport on Wednesday. 44-year-old Rigoberto Alpizar was shot and killed by air marshals who said he went out of control when he boarded a flight for Orlando, ran down the aisle of the plane, and tried to get off. Passengers said they heard his wife chasing after him, saying he was sick and he was bipolar and had not had his medication. He managed to get off the plane and was confronted by a couple of plainclothes marshals. Then five or six shots were heard. The marshals say the man claimed he had a bomb and was shot when he refused to drop a bag he was carrying and was said to be reaching inside of it. But as of today, no passengers who have been interviewed thus far have said they heard the man say anything about having a bomb. In fact, after Alfazar was shot, the marshal stormed onto the plane and ordered all the passengers to put their hands in the air and not move. One man said a marshal put a gun to his head and said, "Put your hands on the seat." Then the agents blew up Alfazar's luggage right on the tarmac, and that confirmed he had no explosives. All the passengers' luggage was then gone over by bomb-sniffing dogs. Alfazar's luggage was inspected three times before he had gotten on in Miami. A former security director for Northwest Airlines is describing the shooting as a terrible call because if he indeed had a bomb, the shooting could have caused it to detonate. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
The Alton Symphony Orchestra will present a holiday concert on Saturday, December 10th at 8 p.m. at Lewis and Cork Community College's Hathaway Hall, 5800 Godfrey Road in Godfrey, Illinois. Kick off your Christmas season with an exciting evening featuring the college choir, along with St. Peter and Paul Church Choir and other St. Louis area vocalists. Tickets are $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, and $8 for students. To find out more, call altonsymphony.org or call 618-468-4782. Something musical for you from WGNU.
You don't tamper with a classic, but you can refine it. And that's what we've done this year with the 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party. We've trimmed the time to 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th. We've made it an easy drive to Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves, free parking on site and across the street. We've made it cozier with seating limited to a maximum of 500 guests. We've made it family-friendly with buffet-style foods included in the ticket price of $10 per person. We've kept the sweet and sassy dancers and the Jerry Stretz professional dancers and added the DJ playing great music from Complete Music Company, plus fabulous door prizes and a drawing for a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are $5 each. The only thing missing will be you. Don't be left out. Order tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, the newest edition of a St. Louis classic.
Are you aware that within the next 24 hours, about 2,000 Americans will be dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes caused by cholesterol? About half of all adult Americans have elevated cholesterol levels, and nearly half of that half have critically high levels. Do you know what your cholesterol number should be? Friday morning at 8, it's Dr. Renee Reed with a discussion on this silent killer. Find out what you can do and need to do to keep yourself healthy, right here on The Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz Brown. Somebody needs to cuss, I tell you. When I spoke to you yesterday, I mentioned in my little comment that it was murder of this young man, and it's unfortunate that he didn't have blonde hair and blue eyes. And I just was on a plane two times in the last 3 weeks. And if anybody was running up down the aisle looking that out of control, talking about they having a bomb in this day and age, the whole aircraft would have been
absolutely, 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 absolutely. It would have been mayhem if he had been running up the aisle saying, "I've got a bomb in my bag." You doggone skip. You doggone skip.
I gotta go to the bathroom. But that would have just agitated them running up and down that aisle. It's not that much room to run up and down that aisle, like you mentioned. And also, what was the scoop with his wife that had, they caught her off the plane, so they probably agitated her, and she went back and told him something, then he got pissed and wanted to go out there, and, you know, there's a lot of unfair.
First of all, they had how many air marshals on that plane? How did he get off the plane?
Well, after you told your piece about him being some kind of activist or something that, you know, gives free, and we don't want nobody to give nothing free out.
I'm not going to say that the air marshals knew that. I'm just asking, okay, how did he physically get off of the plane with air marshals on the plane?
True.
How was he able to run that far up the aisle from second class through first class, the door? How did he get out? And maybe the air marshals were embarrassed that he ran past them, that they didn't get him. They panicked. They killed him. And then they said he had a bomb. Dig this. If the air marshals are saying that he ran up and down the aisle saying he has a bomb, then an air marshal had to be sitting in the passenger section, right?
True.
And an air marshal had to be sitting in the first class section, right?
So
their job is to hear all that stuff. You heard that stuff, and you heard a man say, "I have a bomb," and you let him run off the plane? Get out of here. You all need to lose your jobs and go to jail for the rest of your life.
And then if you hear the press and Scott McCullen and all these talking heads justifying it even before the evidence is gathered, they tells me something.
It's just a dead brown-skinned man. Mission accomplished.
Have a good day.
Mission
now.
Accomplished. Thanks for your call. 454-0400. You know, here's the thing, y'all. I think some of you out there tolerate this stuff because you think it ain't going to touch you. I think some of you out there are silent on this stuff because you think it's only going to affect people that look like me. And not necessarily that some of you are mean people or anything like that. Some of you are just in a place where that's not something that I'm going to have to be worried about. I know y'all. You in the back of your mind, in the front of your mind, in the middle of your mind, you're saying, "I'm white. I have this aura of protection. They're not going to treat me like that." And some of you are not bad people. You just, there's this unearned white privilege in this country. That's a fact. And a lot of you believe that it is going to shield you from the madness that kills an Amadou Diallo. Sweetie, y'all need to get over there to Franklin, Ohio, where they helped steal the last election. There's a white grandmother that looks like a whole lot of white grandmas out there, 68 years old. There's a film. She was in Beverly Kidwell, 68 years old, in the waiting room of a department of a, this is a suburb of Dayton, Ohio, y'all. According to the police, she came to the station because someone said she hit her grandmama. Hit her granddaughter. She waited a long time in the lobby. Kidwell said she waited a long time in the lobby. She got up to leave, and the officer hit her with the taser. She got up again. He hit her again. This is an old white lady. This is a 68-year-old white lady, a grandmama, a great-grandmama. I saw the film. The cop hit her. She fell to the ground. He tased her again. She got up in the chair. She said, "I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a gun, and he was getting ready to shoot and kill me." She got back up into the chair. He hit her again about five times. You know what the cop said? "Resisting arrest." Big old 6-foot cop. It was like he got off on it. He tasered her. And y'all think this stuff stops at that? Do you think people can hold their belly in with just committing crimes against brown people?
call Grandmama Beverly Kidwell and ask her how that worked, how her unearned white privilege worked out for her that day. Call her. Car phone.
Yes. How are you, Liz?
Quickly, please. I'm great.
You know what? I am hot. I'm talking fired up just about the incident with the U.S. Marshals alone. But I don't understand where they get this power from, where they think that they
get
are
off on it.
Just in front.
They get off
all the
on
time.
It. They get off on it.
But you know what? And it drives me nuts. I was in the store the other day, and real quick, I was in the store the other day, walking through the front door, and this other lady, white lady, she comes to the door with me. She knew for sure that she was supposed to go through that door first. Well, you know what, Liz? We were shoulder to shoulder going through that door, because I'm going to tell you what. I'm here first, and I'm going first. I'm not stepping back just for you to go through.
Yes, ma'am, and I've got to go.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Weekend. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back with Looking Black. Stay with us.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. The Southwest jet that skidded off the runway and onto a busy Chicago street will stay where it is for now until investigators determine what went wrong.
Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board will arrive this morning and look at a number of factors from weather to airport maintenance.
ABC's Andrea Canning. The plane crashed into two cars, killing a six-year-old boy. Eight others on the ground were injured. None of the passengers or crew were seriously hurt. Midway Airport has reopened. The snow that may have complicated the landing has now moved east and is expected to dump up to a foot of snow in some places. The Weather Channel's Dave Schwartz.
This snowstorm for the mid-Atlantic states will be intense but brief. Look for morning snow, afternoon sunshine from New York City to Washington.
Tis the season for the sniffles. ABC's Donna Renee reports flu outbreaks, big or small, cost the nation billions.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm here for my flu shot.
Getting a flu shot couldn't have been easier for ad salesman Joe DeGroot. He walked out of his office and into a mobile health van paid for by his employer, the Press of Atlantic City. Human Resources Manager Kathleen Leonard says an outbreak could bring the presses to a halt.
Since we're a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day operation, that creates problems.
If you have any soreness, you can put some ice on it.
Flu season costs Americans $10 to $12 billion a year in medical bills and lost productivity.
Okay, thank you.
Donna Renee, ABC News.
Americans may be more willing to open their wallets this holiday season. The RBC Cash Index, which is based on Ipsos polling, finds that consumer confidence has hit the year's second highest level. The top economist at John Hancock Financial Services says it ought to be a reasonably Merry Christmas for retailers. This is ABC News.
Check this out.
What's this? It's Boniva.
Boniva is the only once-monthly prescription treatment for postmenopausal osteoporosis, clinically proven to build and maintain bone density with just one tablet a month.
Once a month?
Oh, wow, that's great. I didn't know you could take just one tablet a month for anything.
With Boniva, you can.
You should not take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or cannot sit or stand for at least 60 minutes. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you experience difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. You do the right thing to treat your osteoporosis, including diet, exercise, and taking calcium and vitamin D. Ask your doctor today about once-monthly Boniva. See our ad in Cooking Light. Call 1-888-MY-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com. Once-monthly Boniva. There's only one.
Kidnappers holding four peace activists hostage are keeping a low profile, making it difficult for Iraqi authorities to reach them. The BBC's Caroline Hawley is in Baghdad.
Iraq's national security advisor has told us that they have virtually no leads at all in this case, that they've got a special unit working on it, that they are putting a lot of intelligence resources into the case, but still they know very, very little about this group, which calls itself the Swords of Justice. Brigade, the group holding the four-piece activists.
The kidnappers have given the U.S. and Britain until tomorrow to meet their demands, or they say they will kill the four hostages, one of whom is an American. Deborah Lefebvre, the 25-year-old Florida teacher accused of having sex with a 14-year-old student, could spend time in prison after all. A plea deal she struck last month was meant to resolve charges in two counties, but a judge in one of the counties has rejected it. Under the agreement, she was sentenced to 3 years of house arrest and 7 years probation. I'm Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryansmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, drivers in the St. Louis area are hoping for a smoother ride to work this morning after a slick day on the roads yesterday. The season's first significant snowfall brought more than 2 inches of snow to the area and led to several accidents. The problems continued after the snow moved out as cold temperatures led to icy spots on some roads. Motorists are advised to watch their speed, use extra caution on bridges and overpasses, and make sure tires are properly inflated. St. Louis University and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Missouri want local law enforcement agencies to be prepared for a catastrophic outbreak, such as the avian flu. Dr. Greg Evans, the director of SLU's Institute for Biosecurity, believes there will be a major outbreak of some sort within the next 5 years. He says law enforcement needs to understand how to deal with those who are infected, as well as how to care for themselves. Finally this hour, Christmas is more than 2 weeks away, and some people may already be having some problems keeping their Christmas tree alive. Hank Stelzer, an associate professor of forestry at the University of Missouri, says the best way to keep your tree fresh is to make sure that you make a fresh cut in the trunk when you bring the tree home.
And immediately place it in water. So by doing that and making sure that the water level in the tree bowl never falls below that cut surface, then you will assure that that tree can last 4 to 5 weeks.
Stelzer says there is a good way to tell if you're getting a fresh tree. Grab the branches and pull. If a lot of needles come off in your hand, then the tree is not so fresh. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by American Express. Wish you could get the elusive Microsoft Xbox 360 for only $150? American Express card members can today only at MyLifeMyCard.com. Terms and conditions apply. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryansmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pier 1. Eastbound 44 between Antire and 141. Slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 70 at Cypress. Look for an accident reported on the exit. Eastbound 70 at Salisbury. There's an accident. Accident has been cleared just through the shoulder now. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Holly Hills. No problems to report. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Blanchett Bridge. Looks good. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 is busy around Gravois all the way into 44, and then westbound 270 from Riverview to Washington Elizabeth. No problems there. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Hanley. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79. Look for heavy volume there. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing. Very heavy volume there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. Slow traffic to report. And Seaburger at Betham. Look for an overturned vehicle that's out in St. Charles County. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Pier 1 Holiday Sale. At the Pier 1 Holiday Sale, you can save up to 50% on great selection of unique gifts. Something for everyone at Pier 1. Life more interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 20s for this evening. Not quite as cold, mostly clear with a low around 19. For Saturday, not as cold, partly sunny, high near 40. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries with a low in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy once again with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 8 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 6 degrees, but with the wind chill, it makes it -6 outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Looking Black. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome, Looking Black. This is Liz Brown. Don't forget, we are broadcast, we are webcast, at, we are streamed at WGNU.net, LizBrown.com. Also, the show is archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. And if you go, we're also iPodded there as well. The wake-up call is, my email is revolution@LizBrown.com, 1-877-920-WGNU, 314-454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Those are my digits. Handle your business. We have a lot to talk about. And let's get to it. Our guest journalist today is Roland S. Martin, executive editor of the Chicago Defender, joining us from Chicago. Roland, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, good.
Good, good. So, what's on your mind this week?
Well, you got a couple of things going on. Of course, there was a meeting 2 days ago at the White House between President Bush and 9 African-American leaders. And the top thing on the agenda, of course, was Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. But what came out of that meeting wasn't necessarily the meeting itself, which was a very private meeting, which was not publicly stated. It was the exclusion of Reverend Al Sharpton, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and others. And it appears as if that the person who is set. And as one person quoted, the gatekeeper of African Americans for President Bush is Bruce Gordon, president and CEO of the NAACP. It appears as if that he was in charge of vetting the list and in charge of who was being invited to that meeting. And so it is going to be interesting to see what comes out of that. The list was quite surprising because you had Bruce Gordon, you had Mark Morial, the National Urban League, who has in many ways shedded his partisan position and has a very comfortable position with this White House. Bush, of course, has spoken to the Urban League several times since he became president. Some of the other names, of course, Dorothy Height was there, Donald Brazil. You had Ted Shaw, NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. But also, you had Deborah Lee from BET. And one person was highly critical of that by saying, well, what in the heck was she invited for? You know, in terms
Wait a
of
minute, Al Sharpton wasn't there, but BET was?
Yes. Yes, you can actually check the story. We had the story. It was yesterday's Defender. It's on ChicagoDefender.com. And they kept it very quiet. I mean, and they made it clear there was a private discussion. Scott McClellan, the White House spokesman, he spoke during the briefing yesterday, day before yesterday, and he made the point that it was a private discussion. I have been unable to, also Mel Watt, chair of the CDC, was there. I have been unable to get anybody who was at the meeting to speak on the record about what took place.
Who were the congressional people besides Mel Watt that
were there? That was it.
Huh?
That was it.
Huh?
That was it. He met with nine people. He met with William Shaw, National Baptist Convention USA. He also was a part of the nine, and that was it.
Huh?
So it was an interesting mix of people, and again.
Wait a minute, well, Roland. I'm reeling from this. Are you telling me that there were no? Don't we have a couple of black Congress people from Louisiana, the Mississippi area?
Right.
None of them were there.
Well, and at the top of the agenda was indeed the relief with Hurricane Katrina. They then also segued into other topics as well, such as the voting rights ban and such as Bush's judicial selections. And on the same day they met, of course, that was when the CDC announced that they were opposing Judge Alito. That was it.
And BET was there.
Yes, Deborah Lee, president and CEO of BET, was there.
Sounds like a propaganda plan to me.
Well, I talked to Dr. Ron Walters, and one of the things that he said, that he, of course, he's at the University of Maryland College.
He wasn't there either, was he?
Well, he wasn't there either. And one of the things that he said that offended him was, he said, okay, he said, I have no issue if the nine met. He said, but the nine should come back to the 99 to tell the other black organization heads what was discussed. His issue, there was no agenda going in terms of pressing the president. He said the fact that nothing was said about the war in Iraq, and so he was highly critical. He said, look, if you're going to meet with the president, that's fine. He said, well, make the effort to notify others what you're doing so you can have a unified front in speaking from black America, as opposed to simply going in with a hand-picked nine and then coming out and not saying anything.
Well, I think that we love Ron Walters. He was on my show a couple of weeks ago. But I'm very concerned about, given what this White House has done and this administration has done in terms of using the press and using people to promote their issues and
right.
And to have television and a television station in there and not to have anybody that for real that we know for real in there. It's a scary thing. How many preachers were in there?
The only preacher who was there was Dr. William Shaw, president of the National Baptist Convention USA. And so if you look at the list, Donald Brazil, a Democratic strategist, she was there as well. So you had a Democratic strategist, you had Dorothy Height, the last remaining member of the Big Six, you had Deborah Lee, so you had the television, you had Mark Morial, of course you had Ted Shaw, you had William Shaw, and then Mel Watt, and of course Bruce Gordon.
Mm.
But again, what keeps jumping out of this is the fact that what we're hearing that it was Gordon who vetted the list.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the White House specifically, did they invite the participants? The spokesman did not know, but other sources told me that it was Gordon who made the determination of who was invited. And Sharpton is kicked off big time.
I bet he is.
Of course, Reverend Jackson is as well. He did not give us a comment for our story, which right there says a heck of a whole lot as it relates to how he feels. But obviously you got massive egos at play in terms
sure.
of the new kid on the block, Bruce Gordon, asserting himself and using his position as president and CEO of the NAACP to sort of exert the influence of the Bush administration.
But I thought they were mad at the NAACP. I thought the NAACP was on the outs with this administration.
Well, of course, that's when Quaid was president and CEO and Julian Baum was chairman. And remember, Julian Baum has been quite quiet as of late. What Bruce Gordon has done, he has forged a relationship with Karl Rove. They have really looked upon him as obviously having the corporate credentials, somebody who they are willing to work with. I personally believe, there's no doubt in my mind that the largest and oldest civil rights organization should have a relationship with the White House. But what the issue should be is, what is the message that you are bringing to the White House? Are you bringing an agenda that speaks to the issues of African Americans? Are you speaking truth to power while you are there? What is the agenda? And so for them not to, in essence, sneak into the White House, because that's what they did. They tried to avoid White House reporters. For them not to to only issue a very brief statement, the meeting took place in the afternoon. I got a call from sources inside the White House and alerted me of the meeting after it was over. And one of the things that was interesting that was that Gordon released a statement about 8 o'clock that night saying this, who was there, this is what the meeting was about. But it was not a substantive email as far as I was concerned. And then it should have been more dialogue. And again, and then they all said, let's keep this a private affair, and nobody else would talk.
So was there anything in the email from Gordon that said, and we will report upon this later?
No.
No.
And so I pressed him yesterday about being on my radio show in Chicago, plus being in the newspaper. He was in meetings all day, so I'm going to keep pressing him to speak publicly about what took place, because I think we need to know what took place and what was said. What did the president commit to? Because, again, they said they discussed voting rights. Okay, what does that mean? You know, did they ask the president why the long-term officials in the Justice Department said they should turn down the Georgia voting law because it violated the Voting Rights Act? They were overruled by senior officials. Did they say anything about that?
Did they talk about the fact that the longtime attorneys in the Civil Rights Department are dropping like flies? I mean, did they talk about that?
That's my whole point. I mean, so what did they question the president on? Andy Card was president. Was present. The chief of staff, Karl Rove, was present. Claude Allen, the domestic policy advisor. I also was told this with a little tidbit from somebody in the White House, that when they came out of the White House, they were asked by reporters to step up to the microphone, and they were quite hesitant to do so. And then it was Gordon who turned to Claude Allen, who was the African-American domestic policy advisor for Bush, who began to proceed to give Gordon the talking points to give to the press.
That is scary. It's embarrassing, and it's sad.
Well, of course, the story wasn't picked up by mainstream media. But what's happening is people have been, all of a sudden, our story is now being circulated, is getting out there. And it's just like when the whole issue happened with the CBC meeting, when Congressman Jackson asked President about the Voting Rights Act, and he said he wasn't familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
The day after our story hit, I got a letter from Claude Allen, highly critical of the story, saying what took place did not take place. And so, you know, maybe the little old Chicago defender, but trust me, the word is getting bad. But I think what has to happen is, let me state, I don't have an issue with established African-American leaders meeting with the president and asking the question.
Well, of course not.
The question is, what are you saying while you are there?
But it's also, how is it that you all are cowed into silence about what was said at the meeting?
Right.
And that's scary in and of itself and on its face, that you were
you're willing to keep secrets from black folks on behalf of this administration?
Right.
Wow. And I'm surprised at Mel Watt, the disappointed in that.
Well, he was, and one of the things that I was told was that he made it clear that the meeting with these nine is not a substitute for a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus. What's interesting is you have Hurricane Katrina being the top of the agenda. And the first national African American cult leader, if you want to say that, who was really pushing the issue of Hurricane Katrina was Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just sort of this, and also the voting rights march that took place in Atlanta August 6th, that was a Jackson-led march. And so two of the three issues you got out there, Gordon is taking the lead on, when in fact it was Jackson who was the one who was out there pushing it big time. So, you know, I mean, clearly, as Ron Walter said, Bush would not sit down with the Minister Farrakhan. He clearly is leery of sitting down with Reverend Jackson or an Al Sharpton, because frankly they're going to more than likely press him a hell of a lot harder than what a Morial or what a Gordon is going to do. And those two individuals really are, if you want to say who is going to be the two individuals who will be having who has forged a close relationship with this administration, it is going to be Morial and Gordon.
And I doubt very seriously that there would have been such a willingness or a willingness to keep secrets after the meeting either, if either one of them had been there.
Precisely.
Wow. Okay, well, let us know how that story percolates through.
No, we'll do. No problem.
Now, what else has caught your eye?
What else has jumped out at me?
It was
quite interesting. My syndicated column this week, I talked about it, this whole issue of that the Republicans will push through $56 billion in tax cuts. Then they, of course, were spending $6 billion a month on Iraq. We're going to spend about $50 billion on Katrina, yet they want to stem the growth of college loans. And it amazes me that in a country where we're always talking about trying to compete with the rest of the world and trying to remain the best and the baddest and keep the brightest in school, that we'll somehow want to stem that. Of course, 10.4 million people right now have taken out about $45 billion worth of scholarships. So you mean to tell me that we're spending four times as much money reconstructing Iraq, but we want to make cuts and stem the flow of people in America who are going to college.
And as of the year 2005, the college loan debt is unprecedented. It's not like when I went to school that I didn't have to worry about spending the rest of my life paying down my student loans. The young people now that are taking out student loans, that are getting some scholarships, are taking on loans that are going to determine what kind of jobs that they take and what they're going to be able to do for the rest of their lives.
Right. And but see, the way I look at it is, and trust me, when I was in school, my brother and I, we were like, oh man, let's try not to get these loans. We realized we were broke as hell, and we were struggling like crazy. Then we finally sat down and we said, okay, you know what? Let's really do the math here. If I have $30,000 in student loans, that's pretty much a car. Now, don't you find it interesting that we are very quick to run out and get a 4 or 5 year lease or a purchase on a car and have no problem paying at $30,000, but we're ambivalent about the student loan? Now, I'm telling you right now, I didn't care. I had no problem saying, wait a minute, if I got to pay $200 a month over the next 10 years, but it financed my college education, it made it possible for me to actually get that degree. I mean, I've made way more damn money than what I took out on student loans. But the issue I have is how can politicians every year talk about education, 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 and yet that's an area that you want to attack, because the reality is the tuition has gone up. And so the tax cuts that they push forward, that's not going to make up for the loans.
Oh, no, of course it's not going to make up for the loan. And I guess my point with the student loans is that I went to,
I didn't have to pay for student loans. I was fortunate in my family. I didn't have to pay for any of that. But a lot of people that I went to law school with did. And as a result of coming out of undergrad, as a result of coming out of law school, people had $60,000-$70,000 worth of loans. A lot of those people couldn't make the decision to say, okay, I'm going to be a public defender because I need enough money to pay off my loans.
Right. And of course, that is more difficult as you go to the next level. In terms of you get your master's, get your law degree, get your medical degree, because in essence, you're doubling what or even tripling what you were spending in undergrad.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's really, I think that is a greater issue. But I think obviously the predominant number of people are going to undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
And they are accruing anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 worth of loans, upwards of that, depending upon what school they go to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I mean, I think one of the things that we have to do also is we also have to just recognize the type of schools that we're going to. And so, I was talking to a parent here, and his daughter really wanted to go to Miami, and he said, "Baby, I don't mean no offense, but that's $47,000 a year." I mean, he was like,
Have you checked your checking account?
Huh?
No, when he said, did he say to his daughter, have you checked your checking account?
And he was like, man, you killing me with this. He said $47,000
a year.
Mm. But again, it's crazy though that because see, they want to push through these tax cuts, but then they want to come back after, because they want to push the tax cuts through before Christmas.
That's right.
But they want to hit us with the cuts. The social cuts
after Christmas, right? Well, Merry Christmas to some, and
no kids.
We're gonna take a break, folks. This is Looking Black. I'm Liz Brown. We're talking to the executive editor of the Chicago Defender in Chicago, Roland S. Martin. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 40 at Williams Crossing, the vehicle spun out. Northbound 55 between 67 and Rivas Barracks. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 between Sunville and Earth City Expressway. Everything's running smoothly. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Tetzheim Ferry to Marshwood is slow in pockets. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270, look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to West Florissant, slowed, lined up as you approach the right lane from New Florissant all the way on to 170. Westbound 5570 from the exchange onto the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue, the 5570 merge, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing. Look for a very heavy volume there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramp to the PSB. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 at 159 over on the Illinois side. Look for an accident reported. Route 30 at Merrimack Bridge, there's an accident involving a tractor trailer off the roadway. And 94 370, an accident on the ramp to eastbound 370. Those ramps are very icy and slicked up to sour. Willott Road at Mid Rivers Mall, look for an accident there. And eastbound 30 at Watson and 270, there's heavy volume going on there. South Mosley at Ladue, look for a broken water main break as well, so use caution. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments on one DVD. The official Busch Stadium Tribute DVD, produced by the Cardinals, is on sale for a limited time only at Redbox locations at McDonald's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 20s. This evening, clear, not quite as cold with a low around 19 for Saturday. Partly sunny, not as cold with a high near 40 Saturday evening. Mostly cloudy, a chance for flurries, low in the upper 20s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 8 degrees. Lambert Field still holding at 6, and the wind chill is still minus 6 outside, so dress appropriately. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call, Looking Black, with Roland S. Martin, the executive editor for the Chicago Defender. We'll be right back with Liz following these messages. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Are you aware that within the next 24 hours, about 2,000 Americans will be dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes caused by cholesterol? About half of all adult Americans have elevated cholesterol levels, and nearly half of that half have critically high levels. Do you know what your cholesterol number should be? Friday morning at 8, it's Dr. Renee Reed with a discussion on this silent killer. Find out what you can do and need to do to keep yourself healthy, right here on The Wake Up Call.
Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenihan online at WGNU.net.
Get the soul, AutoZone!
Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the do-it-yourselfers on your shopping list? Pick up some AutoZone gift cards. You choose the amount and let the do-it-yourselfers choose their own gifts. AutoZone is the place to find anything your do-it-yourselfer is looking for. From all the parts, tools, and accessories available in-store to more than 70,000 new items available through our new performance and accessory catalog. So get them what they really want this year and get in the zone. AutoZone.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenihan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10. On Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Congratulations to Joe Garcia, producer of the Global News Update, a feature of the Morning Wake Up Call. Joe, along with Liz Brown, are the 2005 winners of the Best Spot News Award from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. We always knew Joe was a winner, and now you know too. Again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. Another reason to listen to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Our journalist guest this morning on Looking Black is Roland S. Martin, executive direct editor of the Chicago Defender, joining us from Chicago. Roland, welcome back.
Not a problem.
What else is on your mind? What else caught your eye this last week?
Well, I think what jumps out immediately is the Stanley Tookie Williams case, mm-hmm. and really the difficulty that so many African Americans have on this issue. Because, I mean, like it or not, we are very much law and order. We are affected by crime. And while people talk about the forgiveness of black folks, trust me, as one person said, we want to sit here, kill somebody, dig them up, and kill them again who committed crime. But it really was an issue. It really is an issue that a lot of people are struggling with. And I'll be honest, when I wrote about it, it was very difficult because I look at the impact of a person's life in terms of what his creation has wrought. But I really reached the conclusion that just like when the Bible says, you know, God can discover even good in evil and use it for his purpose, that if Stanley Tookie Williams has the ability to keep at least one person out of a gang, which keeps one mother or father from having to bury their child or someone who's a victim of it, then I believe that he is more useful alive than he is dead. And so, I don't have the faith that Schwarzenegger is going to grant clemency. But I do think that it should be granted on those grounds. I found it interesting when I watch all of the Hollywood celebs, you know, who come out and talk about the need for him to be saved, to be granted clemency. But I would also wish, though, that they would also use that level of publicity to also highlight some of the other graver issues that maybe they can use their celebrity to assist in highlighting and stopping crime before it takes place rather than after the fact.
Well, I don't know. I think that people pick the battles that speak to them, and there are a lot of people out there, myself included, people that believe that the implementation of the death penalty is wrong, and that this is an opportunity. His pending execution is an opportunity to bring that issue to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of celebrities out there that I think it's a good thing. If that's the issue that speaks to them, then they should be moving on that, because the way that the death penalty has been used and utilized and executed in this country is racist, and it's wrong. So more power to them that they're out there pushing on an issue that is as serious as the one of the death penalty. And it, particularly, I look at the story of the 44-year-old Costa Rican that was gunned down yesterday or the day before yesterday. Part of that, the reason why he is dead is the reason why that our jails are filled with so many black people, because of the racism that is in the criminal justice system. So I think if we get to the death penalty, perhaps we'll be able to get to some of these other issues within the criminal justice system.
Well, it is, this case, the reason I think it is such a difficult one for African Americans is because so many people have had to deal with the experience of gang violence. I've been looking at the letters sent to the Defender. I've been listening to the callers to my radio show in Chicago. I've been watching, and it has just been amazing to how it's pretty much down the middle. Yes, he should live. Yes, he should die. And so some folks have tried to make this out to be a black-white issue. Well, African-Americans, just all about forgiveness. And I'm like, no. That's not true. This is an issue that really has been one that's been down the middle as it relates to how African-Americans stand on it.
Is it really the issue for African-Americans, but for black folks, the issue of forgiveness or the issue of the distrust of the criminal justice system to do it right? It hasn't been.
The people who responded have been, look, the co-founder of the Crips, convicted of killing four people, he got to go. I mean that.
No. I mean you're saying that it between black people it's the forgiveness piece or the no he got to go piece. And what I'm asking is that isn't it more for black folks not whether or not we should forgive him or not? But I don't trust the criminal justice system that the criminal justice system kills black people because they're black.
No. The response that people have given me has been that he was sentenced. He has reformed himself. He has renounced violence. He is trying to undo what he did. So therefore, how can we talk about rehabilitation? If our criminal justice system, if we want to talk about rehabilitation, here's somebody who has done that. So therefore, if the opportunity is granted for clemency and you can base it upon it, then why not grant it?
Mm-hmm.
That really has been what their response. I've had a couple of people raise the issue, yes, that of the criminal justice system and how it attacks African Americans. Fred Hampton Jr., who leads an organization here in Chicago, he was visiting with Stanley Tookie Williams, and he raised that whole point. But for the most part, other folks said, look, he's been sentenced to jail. He has been a changed man while there. Then why would you kill someone? Because you have the opportunity to look at the record in its totality, and clemency can be granted. See, I think I had one guy like, well, he's been convicted. I said, yes, he has been convicted, but there's a reason why we grant the power of clemency to governors and to presidents, because they can look at extraordinary situations and say, I can use this power to allow someone to live.
Mm-hmm. And we have to take a break now.
Okay.
I'm talking to Roland S. Martin, executive editor of the Chicago Defender, joining us from Chicago. I'm Liz Brown. This is Looking Black. Stay with me. We'll be back after this.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where those streets are, listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas with every
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Your award-winning wake-up call global news update is brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Geneva. Russia is pressing forward with a buildup of its intercontinental ballistic missile program. President Vladimir Putin has authorized huge funding to upgrade a land mobile missile called the Topol-M and a generation of submarine-launched missiles called Bulova's. The desire is to make them invisible to the new anti-missile defense system the United States is working on. Russia says it successfully test-launched a Topol missile this week. Jane Strategic Weapons System Digest out of London describes the new Topol and Bulova missiles as having a hypersonic payload that's able to change course during the flight and just before impact, which gives it the capability to evade ground-based defenses the U.S. is currently testing. The Russian Defense Ministry says it is prepared to increase spending on this program by nearly $2 billion, as the country has plenty of cash on hand right now due to an increase in oil exports. And Dateline Stockholm. A Swedish newspaper is reporting that the terror suspect list compiled by the United States government that has to be used for pre-flight checks is now 80,000 names long. The list only had 16 names on it before the September 11th attacks, and it stood at 1,000 by the end of the year 2001. It then escalated to 40,000 by the end of 2002, and now stands at 80,000. Airlines are required to check each passenger against that list, and then has to call Homeland Security if there is a matching name. The list is made up of a no-fly section, which mandates the police have to be called, and a selectee session, which calls for passengers to be subjected to more security checks, but not necessarily a flight ban. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Are you aware that within the next 24 hours, about 2,000 Americans will be dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes caused by cholesterol? About half of all adult Americans have elevated cholesterol levels, and nearly half of that half have critically high levels. Do you know what your cholesterol number should be? Friday morning at 8, it's Dr. Renee Reed with a discussion on this silent killer. Find out what you can do and need to do to keep yourself healthy, right here on The Wake Up Call. A struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
On every corner, Christmas lights helping to make the season bright. But it's so much more than this.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Our guest journalist today is Roland Martin. Roland, what else caught your eye? Did you look at this shooting at the airport at all?
Somewhat. Mm-hmm. I looked at it somewhat. That's one of those. It's one of those no-win situations. To be in a situation with someone. Again, this is based upon the initial reports. When someone is mentally unstable, claims to be carrying a bomb, and you are put in a situation of 180 some odd passengers or whatever the number is. In the life of one person, and it is it is one of those. I mean, I just think it's a no-win situation to try to justify it. Then to say, well, why did you shoot? Could you shot him in the arm? Could you shot him in the leg? But then, let's say he was carrying a bomb, and it was detonated. Then the response would have been, well, man, why in the hell they didn't take him out? It is just one of those. It is sad. I just think it's a no-win situation for folks on all sides.
I'm curious to see what the facts are going to be, because I'm looking at an article that says that there hasn't been any cooperation from any of the passengers that he said he had a bomb. That the only people that are saying that he said that he had a bomb are those that shot him. So I'm curious to see what the facts are going to reveal, because they said the same thing, and I've forgotten the name of the young man that was run down and shot, and they put, 5 bullets in his head in England?
Okay.
And turns out that he wasn't wearing the bulky coat that they said that he was. It turns out that he didn't jump over the turnstile the way that they said that they did. It turns out that none of those things that gave rise to that, well, we had to shoot him just to be safe, position.
Right.
So I'm curious to see what the facts are going to be.
You know, it's like more details come out so we get a better sense of what the heck happened.
Yeah, yeah. So looking forward to the next week, what do you think we need to be watching?
Well, one of the stories that took place this week that is going to be funny is, are you going to see any black mega churches or black churches, period, decide not to hold Christmas church service? I'm getting a kick out of all of these mega churches that are mainly white churches, saying that people are going to be hanging out with their family, so therefore we're not going to have church service. And I said, I can tell y'all right now, that ain't black folks. I said, black folks going to have church service. We need Jesus 24/7, 365.
To protect us against those who don't.
Yeah. I mean, we ain't sitting here going, well, it's Christmas and folks are going to be with family.
Isn't that something? And juxtapose that to this crazy discussion that's going on of the radical right trying to turn happy holidays into fighting words.
Right,
you know, after all this mess that you put us through, y'all ain't gonna have church on Sunday.
And I'm sorry, and you keep saying he is the reason for the season. We ain't gonna celebrate him on Christmas Day, well, because you know you might be traveling.
Busy.
And we need too many. We need lots of volunteers to put on church service. Actually, my radio producer wanted to talk about this here, and I said, why?
Mm.
She's like, what do you mean? I said, okay, this is a black radio station.
Mm.
Black folks will be in church on Christmas.
On Christmas, absolutely. And what's so funny is that I think that some of the church, the mega churches, are kind of like, well, we don't want to be embarrassed on Sunday when nobody shows up.
Right.
I'm
trying to find out. Then I'm trying to go, what the Bible says, where two or more are gathered. I'm like, why?
Not in a mega church. Not in a mega church. You need
right.
a whole lot more. We have a whole lot more pews than two.
I'm like, why are you tripping because you may not have 10,000 folks sitting in the pews?
That's right. Isn't that funny? It's like the cosmic joke. You know, what would Jesus do? Would he go to church on Sunday?
What would Jesus do? He'd say, God, I'm taking a day off.
On my birthday on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm taking your day off, I'll holler at you later.
Holler at you. Yeah, that's going to be funny. That is going to be a funny, funny thing. And we have like 3 more minutes here, Roland. Any other story that caught your eye?
Man, what else caught my eye this week? Yeah, you know what? I don't really give a damn if Nicole Richie not getting married.
You know
I don't
what.
Care if Paris Hilton not getting married. Matter of fact, in the way they roll, they shouldn't marry each other. I have gotten so tired of all this celebrity news. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
It's madness. It is absolutely
madness. I swear, I mean, really, you know, if Brad decides to adopt Angelique's kids, really, my life is really not impacted.
Why did I get all kinds of emails on that? Why did I get all kinds of notices on that kind of stuff? I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? Okay, what's her name? I don't know a damn white woman name. Jennifer Aniston. Okay, they got divorced. Wow. I mean, I don't get these people who have no lives, and all they do is trip on whether Nick and Jessica really are going to get or are going to break up.
I walked into a grocery store on Sunday, and honest to God, every single cover of every single magazine had a picture of those two people who nobody should give a care about.
I mean, the people who, I'm talking about Us Weekly,
People Magazine, the Star Magazine. Every one of them had a cover of them.
I'm just at the Star, and I'm going, you know what? The people who buy those, I'm trying to figure out, they must really have nothing else going on in their lives. I mean, I really don't care. I can't even tell you the last time. In fact, I haven't even ever bought a Star or an Us Weekly. I don't care.
The only time that I've looked at them is when they show those before and after pictures. Those are the only ones that are curious to me.
I just walk right past them, and I'm going, okay.
But the fact of the matter is that every single one of them had their cover on.
Yeah.
And what do they do? What do they do to contribute to the world that would entitle them to do other pictures like that?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay. Then that's my Christmas wish. That's my Christmas wish.
And
no
they
more.
All would fold.
Roland Martin, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right, happy holidays.
Thank you, you too.
All right.
Peace.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. We've got, we're going to be talking about some natural things, natural solutions to a cholesterol issue. We're going to be talking to Dr. Renee Reed, Executive Director of Physicians for Natural Solutions, joining us on the Wake Up Call. And, of course, Healthy Futures. And, of course, Because We Care, we're going to give away Because We Care packages in the last 15 minutes of the last hour of the last day of the week on the Wake Up Call. Stay with us. I'll be back.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. Chicago's Midway International Airport reopens, but the Southwest jet that skidded off one of its runways still sits in the middle of an intersection. ABC's Steve Scott is at the scene.
While the weather is believed to have contributed to this crash, federal investigators have been working throughout the night gathering clues as they try to determine exactly why the plane skidded off a snowy runway, through a barrier wall, and out onto Central Avenue. And investigators tell us they have no intention of towing the plane back onto airport property until their investigation is complete.
The plane crushed two cars, killing a six-year-old boy. It's going to be a doozy. That's how the National Weather Service is describing the storm that's now pounding the East Coast. ABC's David Muir in Ridgewood, New Jersey, where snow is making it rough for commuters.
Daniela, here in Ridgewood, New Jersey, the snow... Daniela, here in Ridgewood, New Jersey, the snow began falling about 4:30 this morning, and already there's at least an inch or two of snow on the ground. It's the light, fluffy snow. That's the good news. It'll be easy to shovel and get out of here. The other good news is that this is a very fast-moving storm. It's expected to be completely out of most of the Northeast by midday today. The problem, however, is the timing of it. It is hitting at the morning rush, so it's going to be a very trying trip to work this Friday morning. Daniela?
New Jersey, New York, and parts of Pennsylvania could get several inches by the end of the day. This winter storm is already being blamed for at least 13 traffic-related deaths in Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky, and Indiana. U.S. officials are still trying to confirm whether or not an American hostage has been killed.
There's no confirmation Ronald Schultz is dead, but a statement from one of the most active insurgent groups here, the Islamic Army in Iraq, says an American hostage has been killed. Schultz was the seventh Westerner kidnapped in Iraq in less than 2 weeks. The spike in kidnappings comes as Iraq prepares to hold its national election December 15th. And a Western official here in Baghdad says violence is certainly a concern.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News.
Honey, why are you cutting branches off the Christmas tree?
So all the big gifts fit under it.
You cut them 5 feet from the bottom.
Is that not enough?
Oh, honey.
This Saturday, it's the big Saturday sale at Sears.
Yeah.
So from 7 to 10 a.m., we get the discount Sears employees get. That's saving 10 to 20% on the biggest gifts of the season.
This Saturday at Sears.
Yeah. Come on, I'll show you my plans to widen the chimney.
Come in early. It's going to be a big Saturday sale. Wish big. Sears.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/10/05.
As a bloodhound, I have a pretty good sense of smell. Right now, I can smell a 7-ounce filet with hollandaise sauce about 4 miles from here. Mmm, I love filet. I think I'll go see if they have any left over.
You don't think your dog will run away?
Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
Each year, there seems to be a new healthcare scare. Mad cow, West Nile virus. This year, it's avian flu, and ABC's Jim Ryan says the threat is being taken very seriously.
Healthcare experts are using words like pandemic to describe the coming avian flu, but you'd be hard-pressed to find laymen who share their concern.
Don't get me wrong, I'm sure that the scientists, they know what they're talking about, but I'm not real concerned about it for myself.
City of Fort Worth Medical Director Dr. Elvin Adams doesn't want people to panic, but he does want them to be ready.
A family ought to have a plan as to where they're going to meet, where they're going to go. And they certainly ought to have some basic supplies.
Preparations similar to tornado season here in Tornado Alley, hurricanes on the coast, or blizzards in the Northeast. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Fort Worth.
Yoko Ono making a rare public appearance last night. Ono laid a bouquet of white peonies on the Imagine mosaic in New York Central Park and blew kisses to the 200-strong crowd gathered outside the Dakota, where John Lennon was gunned down 25 years ago. Ono still lives there. I'm Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Berengmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the winter weather is blamed for an accident that claimed the life of a Columbia, Missouri child. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports 4-year-old Devin Shoemaker's mother lost control of her car on a snow-covered stretch of Route B in Boone County yesterday morning and collided with an oncoming car. Devin was pronounced dead several hours later at a Columbia hospital. A passenger in the other car was seriously injured. An earthquake drill will be held at Kenneth Hall Regional Hospital in East St. Louis today. Keith Williams, the hospital director for safety and security, says he believes the hospital staff is prepared in the event of a real earthquake.
The main issue would be how our ability to deal with our resources in terms of the stability of the facility, our backup generators, power, the ability to get employees back to work, because in event of an emergency, we would be calling our employees back, but in a real disaster, highways would be devastated.
Today's exercise will be in response to an earthquake measuring a magnitude 7. Local emergency crews and 50 students from the Southern Illinois University Edwardsville East St. Louis Charter School will participate in the drill. Finally this hour, the days of falling gas prices have ended, at least for now. This week's Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows the national average for regular unleaded is unchanged at $2.15. That ends 8 straight weeks of declines. Over that time, the national average dropped 77 cents. The current average is 15 cents higher than this time last year. This week's average for premium unleaded went up a penny to $2.35. Some cities saw their prices drop several cents, while many averages went up 10 cents or more. 13 of the cities surveyed saw a double-digit jump, including 20 cents in St. Louis. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery Powerball. With the jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Gold's Gym. Westbound 40 at 141, look for an accident to be reported. Westbound 70 between Branch and Natural Bridge, road construction has the right lane closed. Northbound 55 between Lindbergh and Rivas Barracks, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to the Branch at Bridge, everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got heavy volume there. Eastbound 44 is slow from Lewis to Antire, then jammed from 141 all the way up to 270. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, you have heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way to West Florissant, you have slow traffic and then slow again in the right lane from New Florissant to 170. Northbound 270 at Gravois and 44, look for stop-and-go traffic going on there. Westbound 70 at Goodfellow, there's delays reported, possibly due to an incident We're not sure as of yet. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the PSB. You have slow traffic. Westbound 64 from 25th to the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing. Look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have slow traffic. South Mosley at Ladue. Look for a broken water main, so use caution. South Riverview at Adrian. There's a report of an accident. About a half mile back up there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Gold's Gym. Gold's Gym, the leader in fitness for 40 years, is celebrating with free enrollment, but hurry. Offer ends December 29th. Call 1-800-99-GOLDS or visit goldsgym.com today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the upper 20s this evening, mostly clear, not quite as cold, with a low around 19. For Saturday, partly sunny, not as cold again, with a high near the 40s. And on Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries, a high in the upper 20s. Sunday, pretty much the same, mostly cloudy, a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny conditions, we have 8 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 8. The wind chill still makes it feel like it's minus 2 outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Oh, well, Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up or get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. This morning, in this half hour, we have Dr. Renee Reed, Executive Director of Physicians Natural Solutions, and he's joining us from Clearwater, Florida, to talk about cholesterol and a natural solution for the issue of cholesterol. Dr. Reed, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You?
I'm outstanding. Dr. Reed, talk to us. What is cholesterol?
Well, cholesterol is actually something the body makes. It's made in the liver, and it serves various functions in the body. First of all, it insulates all your nerves. Your nerves have to have a shield around them, just like a cord does on an electrical cord, or the rubber on an electrical cord. Secondarily, cholesterol actually makes all the sex hormones in a human being. So from that, we derive our femininity, masculinity, as far as sexual hormones. And thirdly, cholesterol insulates nerves. Cell walls. It makes them strong. And lastly, like when you have a scar, cholesterol is very important in that scar. But, there can be too much of a good thing. And when you combine the typical American diet, you got a problem coming around.
And when we look at the average American, what kind of cholesterol levels do they have, and what are the numbers? How should we be looking at the numbers?
Well, we should be looking at the numbers of this. Typically, cholesterol is going to run from 150 to 200 would be quite normal. If you get over 200, you need to start doing something about it. Either change your diet, exercise more, stop the smoking, look at specifically what you're eating. When it goes over 239, you should seek a physician's help. Perhaps you have, like myself, I'm a thin guy, but my body makes more than I need and then some. So I have to do something about it to keep it under control.
And when you have too much cholesterol, we're talking about arteries, we're talking about brain, we're talking about heart, we're talking about some major issues.
You're talking about, we have about 6,000 miles of blood vessels, and when they get all gummed up, that's why, it's sort of like putting glue in there. It can clog them up. Actually, 109 million people have cholesterol over 200, and another 49 million have cholesterol over 239. That means, of your listeners out there right now, one out of every two have high cholesterol. Most of them don't even know it.
Mm.
And if it clogs it up going to your brain, you have a stroke. If it clogs it up going to your heart, you have a heart attack. And no light thing, about 1 million Americans a year are passing on due to cardiovascular disease. And if you combine the strokes and the heart attacks, about 720,000 a year are dying because of this cholesterol problem. In reality, it's the cholesterol being oxidized. It gets inflamed inside the vessels, and it really clogs you up. I can give you an example. I'm 59. I take great pride in how I exercise and eat, and I really watch things. My sister-in-law calls me. I go up on vacation to Seattle. She says, geez, my legs are bothering me when I walk. So I examine her, no pulses, send her in for a scan. The problem was not the arteries in her legs. The problem was her abdominal aorta, the main big artery coming off the heart that goes down and feeds your kidneys and intestines and then branches to go down your legs. Hers was 98% plugged up.
Mm.
And she had to have an abdominal aorta bypass, and it was touch and go. Life-threatening. They cut her from stem to stern. End result was, I said, well, what did your cholesterol level say? 55 years of age, she said, I've never had my cholesterol checked in my life. So it was appalling to me, and that's why we're doing something about it. And we want to give people alternatives, and that's why we have an alternative type product that we've actually designed in our lab, and it's very effective in keeping those cholesterol normal levels level.
Well, and how much of the millions of people, the 46 million people that have levels above 239, how much of that can be attributed to what we eat? And how much of that can be attributed to the fact that we don't exercise? Was your sister-in-law one of those people?
Well, let me tell you, sister-in-law, I harped at her for years. She smoked, she drank too much, she didn't exercise, she ate fried foods, that's about all she ate.
Mm.
Sister-in-law has changed her life now because her life almost ended. So I can tell you folks out there listening to this, you need to be eating a lot of vegetables. A lot of, even if you can get raw vegetables in, you know, your broccolis, your cauliflowers, your salads, and try to eat green leafy salads.
Dark green. Dark green leafy salad.
Yeah, dark green. You don't want head lettuce. Mm-hmm. It's not the best for you.
Well, head lettuce is worthless, for real.
It actually can constipate you, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yeah. So it a lot of those 46 million people, it's about what they eat. It's about eating a whole lot of red meat. It's about eating a whole lot of meat. It's about eating all of those things, right?
A pound of cheese a day. You know, I get people to sit around and all they do is snack on cheese all day long. They never heard of a vegetable, and water is something you swim in, you know?
I had a friend of mine told me the other day, and I was floored. 48 years old and major diabetes issues and sugar issues, and he had never had a banana in his life.
Well,
he had never had a banana. Had his first banana at the age of 48 years old.
That's sad, and we've got to do something about it. You know, here we are, a very affluent country, but basically we're a very unhealthy country. We're way overweight. We don't exercise enough. We work too many hours, and it takes its toll. And once you have that heart attack, the chances. And, you know, the following year, 46% of those people are gone, and you don't even want to go there when it comes to a heart attack. And that's why this cholesterol issue is important. Some people say, well, you know, there's good and bad cholesterol. I've got good cholesterol, but my bad cholesterol, is, you know, no big deal because my HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, is high. I don't like to play with fire. And once you have a heart attack, it's no fun for you. It's no fun for the family. Chances of you experiencing a second one are very, very high. And that's why, you know, people right now, there's about, I don't know, $26 billion being spent on cholesterol drugs. And as alternative physicians, alternative clinic, we're trying to offer people an alternative to some of the statin drugs because they're causing problems in the liver. And they're causing something, too, for a great many of people, something called rhabdomyosis, a big, long word meaning that affects the muscles. And the people start getting serious muscle aches, you know, joint aches. And there are ways, you mentioned these fibers. We mentioned a minute ago a lot of people don't eat bananas and various fruits and foods. These foods have fibers in them called plant sterols. And they bind the cholesterol in the intestinal tract so it doesn't even get into the system. So you would need perhaps a drug that works on the liver to lower the cholesterol levels. And you don't have to undergo the side effects of many of the medications. You got to do something like myself. I have to take something, but I choose not to take the drugs because I run a genetic test on me and my body can't handle the drugs. I would be one of the severe side effects.
Let me get to a caller or two here.
Sure.
Bob, you have a question for Dr. Renee Reed.
Yes, I would like to know. I get a lot of exercise in, but still my doctor has me on this pill called Avandia, and it's for my diabetes, but it makes weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
And is that bad for my cholesterol too?
Well, you know, diabetes and cholesterol, there's a syndrome called Syndrome X, and when you tie it together, there's overweight, there's high blood pressure,
right.
There's high cholesterol and diabetes. You know, here again, I'm not your physician, but I'm just speaking in general. With diabetes, with cholesterol, they're sort of like it's one body with two legs. They're all tied at the hip, okay?
Right.
So I would be definitely adding these fibers to your diet. I would even suggest to take your blood sugar monitor and check what you eat and see what makes your blood sugar go up. And it may be something that doesn't have sugar in it. We've run tests in our clinic, and we found that even chicken in some people, a protein, will drive up the blood sugar.
Right. Well, if I eat chicken, I try to take the skin off of it because the doctor said the fatty part is the outside. If you just eat the inside part, is that right?
That's true for the trans fats. We're talking about a reaction, too, with diabetes.
Okay.
And again, it could be just the protein in the chicken. So you can check individual foods. We put some people on sugar foods. Doesn't raise their sugar.
Okay.
But you want to really watch this cholesterol issue. It's the inflammation, and diabetes is really, people say sugar, sugar, sugar. It's a vascular disease.
Right.
And it creates inflammation. So you want to monitor that cholesterol as well. And again, we find some people on 1, 2, 3, 4 drugs.
Right.
The side effects add up. So we're just saying there are alternative products like what we put together for cholesterol that have these plant fibers in it.
Right. Well, Doc, one quick question. Is Splenda good for you? Because they told me I could eat as much Splenda as I want. Well, I was making iced tea with Splenda. And when I went to the doctor this Tuesday, my blood sugar was 500.
Well, let me tell you what. I wouldn't give Splenda because of the artificialness in it. I like to use something called stevia.
Right.
Or I just like to tell you what. Look in the mirror and say, you know what? I don't need that sweet.
Okay.
Let's just rough it out here. Let's get real. This is getting
serious. Or just
change
our taste and decide that this doesn't. I can drink this without.
Oh, you're
without
absolutely
the sugar.
Right.
You know?
Change your mind.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what you have to do.
Thank you, Liz and Doctor.
All right. Thank you. And the stevia, I think, is something that a lot of people don't know about, but you can get it at health food stores.
Sure, you can get it in liquid or powder, and it's 300 times sweeter than sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But look, for folks out there, just change your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to die or do you? I mean, how important is it for it to taste like that?
You got it right. How important is it?
You know, I want it all. Is that what you want on your tombstone? I wanted it sweet.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, just change your mind. So, Dr. Reed, tell us about this product that you have.
Well, what we did is we're all research scientists. I'm a naturopathic medical doctor and in the area of chiropractic orthopedist, but always interested in nutrition. We've scoured the earth for those plants that have for time immemorial been very effective in helping keep those normal cholesterol levels normal. They're plant sterols and stanols. These are the implants, like your fruits and your vegetables, and we've concentrated it into a capsule, and we've made a liquid. That's one thing. We're one of the first liquid natural cholesterol products out there. We've also combined something called polycosanol, which comes from actually cane sugar. It doesn't raise your sugar level, but it sure helps that cholesterol level. And we've combined that with something called red rice yeast, Monacus purpureus from China. And they've used this for thousands of years.
I take those supplements.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, smart thinking, because you don't have to worry about...
No, that's my dad's smart thinking. He sends them to me. I take them.
Well, your dad loves you.
Yes, he does.
And in result, you're able to absorb those cholesterol molecules in your intestinal tract before they get into the system. And they do other things as well for helping with inflammation. And you just don't have to get to the point where you need the other. And what we've done, again, I want to tell you, if you reduce that cholesterol by 10%, your chances of a heart attack or a stroke drop by 30%. So we have a great deal of information on a website. I mean, this is very professionally done. Three physicians put all the data in there, and it's easy to read. It isn't all this stuff going to put you to sleep, okay?
And I think that we have a show in the next hour that's called Healthy Futures, and we talk about how there are just so many other ways to be eating and so many other ways to be taking care of ourselves than what the mainstream tells us or what the pharmaceutical companies tell us. There are other ways of addressing our health, and Doctor, don't we have a responsibility to go out and find that that information?
Yeah, really do. You know, I know you mentioned when I first came on the area, you said you were African-American.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the statistics are much higher for African-American women for cardiovascular disease.
Right.
You know this, the head of the family, the hard-working mom, you know, making things happen as all mothers are. About a woman's usually the head of every family.
Exactly.
But, you know, I come from a mixed family, and I know how hard African-American women work, okay? So there's a great deal of responsibility there, and over time, over the many years, when you're working hard and you perhaps didn't have the funds, you had to feed your family, the choices of foods, you didn't have that big choice then, you know? So it's handed its tentacles down in time, and therefore it's made the risk factors a little bit higher. So I would really have everyone go read this data and start making the changes now, and we can do something about that progression of where it's inching up and taking too many African-American women.
Well, absolutely. And again, there at one point, I know that when my ancestors were a couple of generations back, they were eating some of the food that I don't eat today, but they were also, there was far more exercise involved.
Yeah.
And the food was purer than the food is now. The cow that they ate 50 years ago didn't have all the chemicals in it that the cow has today.
You know the story I told you about my sister-in-law, mm-hmm. 55, with the problem being plugged up with cholesterol?
Mm-hmm.
Her mother is almost 80, my mother-in-law. She had a little bit of the problem, yet she smoked as well, but until she... Because she grew up, when she grew up, she didn't get into the junk food until she was in her 40s.
There you go.
But her daughter got into the junk food from the get-go, you know?
There you go. There you go. So we all have to really just take our health in our own hands and understand that there are some real choices out there. There's a whole lot of information out there.
Well, there's a lot of information. You just got to be able to wade through it. And sometimes people make it difficult, and that's one thing we've tried not to do, and we've also tried to give people an alternative. Again, we've made this cholesterol product. We get it manufactured in a pharmaceutical manufacturing facility under those standards, yet they're making a natural product, and we made one of the first liquids for cholesterol. Some people don't like to swallow pills, so we've made a liquid. It's great tasting, and I would urge everyone, if you're out there, if you're having trouble, you know, with your medications and they're, your legs are aching, you're having your liver enzymes high, talk to your physician, say, hey, I'd like to try something on a natural level. And if you haven't tried anything at all, it would be wise to do something, to do nothing. I have an old saying, to dig a well after you get thirsty, a little late, you know?
There you go. And what's your website and what's the phone number?
All right. The website is Lipid Shield, LipidShield.com. That's LipidShield.com. And the number is 1-877-263-3555.
And 1-877-263-3555.
Yes. We have a great deal of information there. It's easy to read. Statistics, it tells you all about it. We've, again, scoured the earth. We're a bunch of getting older guys now, mm-hmm. 60s, 59, 48, and we've got urologists, biologists, bacteriologists. We've really, really put science into this, and we want you to know you've got to do something. Because if you don't, you'll end up being a statistic. We don't want you to be a statistic. And remember, one out of every two people listening to this have high cholesterol. Most don't even know it.
And you don't have to be a statistic.
You don't. And it's just terrible once you have a stroke or a heart attack. Life's never the same.
There aren't any do-overs after a stroke, for real.
Hey, hon, it's just terrible. You know, I hate to see it. I hate to see the expense. I hate to see the misery. And then... frankly, for the relatives to take care of you, they love you to death, but after a while, you're a pain, you know?
There you go. 1-877-263-3555. Dr. Renee Reed, Executive Director of Physicians Natural Solutions, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
You know, I can tell you really know a lot about this, and I appreciate you spreading the word.
My pleasure. Take care. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back to take your calls, questions, comments, concerns, observations. Oh, if you just, I don't know, if you want to sing a Christmas song. No, we're not doing that. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Guided by a shining star, to where you are, to see the face in the mirror. Wise men from afar came to see the child born of a
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Powerball. Westbound 40 at 141, there's an accident that's been cleared and traffic is easing by this hour. Southbound 270 between Page and Olive, look for an accident cleared, but traffic still jammed at 70. Northbound 55 between Bayless and Gravois, no problems reported. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel to 94, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road, heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270, look for slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 at Ballas and Big Bend is also slow in pockets. Eastbound 70 at 79, that traffic's finally easing up this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Forest still has slow traffic up in North County. Northbound 270 from Gravois to 44, it is still stop and go. Eastbound 70 at 270 in McKelvey, look for slow traffic as well. Northbound 270 from Dorset all the way into 70, look for slow traffic in the right lane as you approach the exits to 70. Westbound 40 at Hampton and Hanley, look for slow traffic. And westbound 5570 at the Exchange and the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow volume going on there. Westbound 64 from 15th to the 5570 merge, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way onto the Illinois Bank, look for stop and go traffic still. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Monsanto onto the ramps to the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball, with jackpots starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing. Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny, high in the upper 20s. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 19. For Saturday, partly sunny, a high around 40. For Saturday evening, partly mostly cloudy with chance for flurries. The low should be in the upper 20s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 8 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting sunny skies and 8 degrees, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's minus 2 out there. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vannevar, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus. He's coming to town. Look at him. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Do you hear me? Well, listen. He knows if you are sleeping. Yeah, he knows if you're awake. And he knows if you've been good or bad. So you better be good for goodness sake. Hey, hey. You better
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Carolyn, good morning.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
This is Carolyn Kay with MakeThemAccountable.com.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know that I was listening, and I recently started a website that gives people health information. I sort of, you know, go through the various news agencies and pick out what I think are the most interesting articles of the day, and I post them on this website where everybody's welcome to come and read and, you know, find out what's the latest on what we need to be doing for ourselves to be healthier and feel better.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the website is ICanFeelGood.com.
That's easy enough. That's easy enough. ICanFeelGood.com.
That's it.
That's a great thing because, as you well know, with all of the stuff that you post on your website, that there's so much we need to be watching out for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And health is one of those things.
Because, absolutely.
I saw my mother give up and just fade away, you know, and she died last year, and it just made me so angry. And I said, I am not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I am going to fight every inch of the way.
Absolutely.
And so I you know, started changing my own lifestyle and doing some things that were healthier. Not that I'm perfect at it, you know.
And
but,
none of us are, but and it's a process.
Yeah,
it's an
exactly.
It's a process.
Changing behavior, and changing behavior is difficult. It takes time. It takes repetition. And in my experience, you know, when I grew up, it was like if I did something wrong, it was, you bad girl, you. But I never changed any behavior by doing that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to learn how to be forgiving and say, oops, well, you know, I did the wrong thing. But you know what? tomorrow I can do the right thing.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, it's the reason why I like golf, because from you can screw up one hole, but when you get to the next hole, you can do it over.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world, you know. Yeah, I messed up yesterday. Too many Cheetos and chocolate. Okay,
right.
Fine.
Right.
Today's a new day. Let's do it over, and let's do it better.
Right. I hope people will come visit the website, and I'd really like to get people to participate. There's a forum available. And, you know, we can make it an online support group, basically.
Excellent. And the website once more?
I can feel good.com. Right.
Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
All right. Take care now. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Albert, good morning.
Morning. I was listening to that guy. I didn't get his website. What is the website?
The website is, I had it up on the screen. I will get it back for you in just a second here.
Yes. The other thing I wanted to say to you, though, is that my mother had gotten sick with glaucoma.
Mm.
And the side effect from the medicine that she had gave her diabetes. Then they gave her some medicine to correct that, which then gave her something else, and she wound up with about 7 or 8 different bottles correcting one thing to the next.
Honest to God.
So sometimes the
cure is worse.
Give you need to be aware of what those side effects are.
The cure is worse than the disease itself.
That's right. I think this would be some good information for her, because she's fighting cholesterol now. Even though she's smaller, all this medicine stuff is kind of acting up on it.
And I think that a lot of people kind of get caught up in the whole, you have to be heavy or overweight, and that's when, you know, you start looking at your cholesterol, and that's not the case.
Right.
That is absolutely not the case. And I'll have that website for you in just 1 second, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Keep listening. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is the fax, and the phone number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Christine.
Yes.
Good morning.
The doctor that you just had on, I mean, it was some excellent information as usual that your guests give to us. And one thing I noticed about he was talking about his product, and he gave the website, and he also gave a telephone number. And usually, this is in my experience, if you try to order something from some of these people who are selling these different products, you have to order the product before they'll give you any information. And with his products, he's telling you that you can call in and get all the information you want without having to purchase the product. So that's a good thing in itself right there.
Absolutely. And the website is very good. The website is very good.
One other thing I want to talk about is that last week your guest was talking about colon cleansing.
Okay,
and,
can you hold on for 1 second? I want to give out this website for the caller that just called in so that he can have that.
Okay.
The website is www.lipishield.com. That's LIPIDSHIELD. That's www.lipidshield.com. And if you need that again, you can call in at 454-6660, and Howard will give you that website. All right, go right ahead.
The guest you had on last week was talking about colon cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a caller that called in near the end of the show,
mm-hmm.
and your guest didn't get a chance to answer his question, because it was very important. The question he was getting at was that when you do a colon cleansing, you deplete the colon of good bacteria and bad bacteria. All of the bacteria is cleansed out. So he was saying that you would have to put those good germs back in the colon. And she didn't get a chance to tell him what to take to put the good bacteria back into the colon. So I know one thing is you can get yogurt with live cultures and take that, and they also have pills at the health food store with cultures that you can use to put those good bacteria back into the colon. So, and that's good also for people who take antibiotics. The good germs are stripped from the colon as well as the bad, so you have to do the same thing to put the good germs back.
All right, Christine.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. Much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400. Stay with me.
say was to search for shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. Then so deep,
radio is a very effective means of communication. Right now, thousands of people are hearing this message. Those same people could be hearing your message on WGNU right now. And each person who hears your ad is a potential customer. Is your business really strong enough that it can afford to pass up that many potential clients? To find out how affordable advertising on WGNU can help your business, call sales manager Brian Kay during regular business hours at 314-454-6660.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
As the temperature outside starts to dip, the ASPCA reminds you to think about your pet's safety and recommends the following guidelines to protect your companion animals. If your dog is sensitive to the cold due to age, illness, or breed type, take them outdoors only long enough to relieve themselves. Puppies do not tolerate the cold as well as adult dogs and may be difficult to housebreak during the winter. If your dog spends a lot of time engaged in outdoor activities, increase their supply of food, particularly protein, to keep their fur thick and healthy. Make sure your companion animal has a warm place to sleep, far away from drafts and off the floor. You should consider a dog or cat bed or basket with a warm blanket or pillow in it. The ASPCA's mission is to provide an effective means for the prevention of cruelty to animals throughout the United States. Visit www.aspca.org for more information about the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. In an effort to head off the debate over secret torture facilities in Europe, sources within the CIA report the agency emptied two secret facilities in Eastern Europe ahead of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's scheduled visit there. The tactic apparently did not smooth over feelings very well, as the meeting this week with German Chancellor Angela Merkel is being described as tense. ABC News has reported that 11 top terrorist suspects were being held on a former Soviet airbase in Eastern Europe and were let go only a month ago. And Dateline Baghdad. Word is out that KBR, the Halliburton subsidiary that has gotten $12 billion worth of contracts for support services for the troops in Iraq, is paying people in Iraq who are serving the food and washing the dishes as little as 50 cents an hour. KBR hires a number of subcontractors who recruit third world nationals to do the dirty work at 43 bases across Iraq that serve some 80,000 troops meals each day. For example, about 800 workers were recruited from Sierra Leone a few months ago to work for a British food service company. They work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, get no sick leave, and if they get fired, they have to buy their own plane ticket home. And for all this, they're being paid $150 a month, which works out to less than 50 cents an hour. They do get free housing, though. They live three in a trailer. Before the workers from Sierra Leone were hired, the work was being done by people recruited from Sri Lanka. Now, they were being paid $400 a month to do the same work, but they were phased out so the company could make a bigger profit. The company is defending the salary they pay by saying 45 cents an hour is a lot more than they'd make in their own country. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Russ Feingold, I will do everything I can, including a filibuster to stop this Patriot Act conference report, which does not include adequate safeguards to protect our constitutional freedoms. The version of the Patriot Act that was signed today was a major disappointment. Oh, my goodness, I will do everything that I can. Including the F word? Including the F word? Could it be? Maybe I'm just dreaming. Maybe I'm not awake yet. Is some United States senator actually considering doing their job? Russ Feingold was the only United States senator, I believe Hillary included. Heck, Patrick Leahy helped co-sponsor this Patriot Act. Russ Feingold was the only United States senator that voted against the Patriot Act. How scared are you? How scary are the times that we live in? He was the only one that voted against it. And now even Republicans are fixing to filibuster or are in position to filibuster it. Senator Leahy is saying, well, you know, I think we can work out some of these things. We're going to try to work it out. Filibuster, get rid of it. Be done with it. We don't need it. There is nothing in it that we need. There is nothing in it that we need. Check this out. You don't think so? A watch list of possible terror suspects was distributed by the United States government to airlines for pre-flight checks. Ask me how many people the classified list contained prior to September 11th. 16 names. How about after September 11th? 1,000 names. Okay. You know what it is now? 80,000 people's names, including, I presume, Ted Kennedy, because he was on the no-fly list. So giving these, what's the technical term? What's the technical legal term? Idiots more authority, more power, more opportunity to get at you means that they have more opportunity to get it wrong. There are provisions within the Patriot Act that says that they can go and basically shut down your business and you have no legal looking for someone. How's that hunt for Osama going, by the by? And you want to turn your Barney Fife skill level on me? You can't even find Osama bin Laden. You didn't find Saddam Hussein. And now we want to give you the authority to just go on witch hunts? Feingold. I guess maybe we should just say, you know, where Hillary at? Where Hillary at? Oh, I forgot. Hillary's out there holding press conferences, backslapping, glad-handing Newt Gingrich in the new legislation to ban flag burning. We're lucky we got her, aren't we? We're lucky we got her. 80,000 Americans. Many of them Americans, but 80,000 people. Other countries must just laugh at us. Because we have to take this no-fly list and pass them to international airports. And they've got to look at these lists and check everybody against an 80,000 person list. You know what they say? They say, kiss my grits. We ain't doing it. Y'all haven't gotten anything right. They're like, okay, yeah, go ahead, give us a list. Sure, we'll check on it. Sure we will. 80,000 people. 80,000 people. Ooh. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a little stroll down Healthy Futures Lane with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Future, in the next hour. And don't forget, in the last 15 minutes of the last hour or the last day of the week, we're going to have a Because We Care package giveaway. Don't want to miss that. Have some wonderful, wonderful Because We Care packages, wonderful books, wonderful gifts, wonderful stuff. Stay with us. I'll be back after this break.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. Southwest CEO expresses sympathy for the deadly plane accident in Chicago that killed a six-year-old boy.
The entire Southwest family is grieving this loss, and our thoughts and our prayers go out to the child's family, friends, and loved ones.
The child was in one of the cars the plane crushed after it skidded off the runway and into a busy intersection. Several others were hurt.
We are still collecting and verifying injury reports. But at this time, we have three individuals who are still receiving treatment at local hospitals.
ABC's Dean Reynolds says this isn't Midway's first accident. Oddly enough, 33 years ago to the day, United Airlines Flight 533 crashed, killing 45 passengers.
Pilots will tell you that this is a tough airport to land at because it sits right in the middle of a commercial and residential area, so there's very little room for error.
Officials say it's too early to speculate on a cause, but say there are no indications of any maintenance problems. The plane will not be moved until the investigation is finished. The storm that walloped the Midwest is now hammering the east. ABC's Jim Hickey is in New York City.
That storm system that caused so much havoc in Chicago is sitting right on top of New York City now. It is snowing very heavily here, and some areas of the Mid-Atlantic and New England states could get a foot or more. No-nonsense snowplow crews were out early to keep the roads and shopping malls clear, including this guy who had a whole team ready.
My boys are on the job, about 20 of us.
and, you know, in each one, that's how we get it done.
This is a fast-moving storm. It could be out of here quickly, leaving lots of snow on the ground and bitter cold in the air. Jim Hickey, ABC News, in the snow in New York.
A drive in the country might be relaxing, but it can also be more dangerous. 42% more fatal crashes occur in rural parts of the country, according to a study by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This is ABC News.
Honey, why are you cutting branches off the Christmas tree?
So all the big gifts fit under it.
You cut them 5 feet from the bottom.
Is that not enough?
Oh, honey.
This Saturday, it's the big Saturday sale at Sears.
Yeah.
So from 7 to 10 a.m., we get the discount Sears employees get. That's saving 10 to 20% on the biggest gifts of the season.
This Saturday at Sears.
Yeah. Come on, I'll show you my plans to widen the chimney.
Come in early. It's going to be a big Saturday sale. Wish big. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/10/05.
As a bloodhound, I have a pretty good sense of smell. Right now, I can smell a 7-ounce filet with hollandaise sauce about 4 miles from here. Mmm, I love filet. I think I'll go see if they have any left over.
You don't think your dog will run away? Your dog might think differently. 1 in 3 pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
A flu pandemic could kill up to 2 million Americans, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist warns an outbreak could send the U.S. economy into a recession. Tis the season for office Christmas parties, but they aren't what they used to be.
The venues are changing, for one thing, from lounges and other hot spots to art galleries, for example. The parties are being bumped back to daytime. Caterers are preparing more healthy nibbles in smaller portions, and the libations are more likely to be wines rather than highballs. Employment lawyers and other experts say there are several reasons. The misery of Hurricane Katrina, uncertain, unhappy economic vibes, more awareness about drunk driving, and an increase in sexual harassment complaints. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
A 116-year-old Ecuadorian woman is now the oldest living person in the world, lifting the title from Tennessee-born Elizabeth Borden, who's 115. I'm Daniela Bellata, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, more than 24 people are charged in connection with a year-long undercover drug investigation. Law enforcement officials in St. Genevieve and St. Francois counties have arrested 26 suspects in the last 2 weeks. Along with drug charges, the suspects will face charges of passing bad checks, possessing stolen property, and various firearms offenses. None of the suspects' names is being released. The cost of snail mail is about to go up. The price of a first-class postage stamp will increase from 37 cents to 39 cents in January. William Young, the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, is blaming Missouri Senator Kit Bond for blocking a Senate vote on legislation that would help the U.S. Postal Service provide more efficient service and prevent unnecessary rate increases.
He claims he did it because he's supporting Hallmark Cards that employs 4,500 employees in Missouri, but there's 20,000 postal workers in Missouri and 187,000 people in Missouri who are involved in postal-related services. And by not getting this bill through, he's threatening all of those folks.
More information on the union stance is available online at www.nalc.org. This will be the first increase in the cost of stamps since 2002. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Maryville University. The weekend and evening college at Maryville University offers flexible schedules and 8 or 16-week sessions at 3 convenient locations. Call 314-529-9334. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Powerball. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh. Look for an accident reported in traffic jam from 270. Northbound 55 between Germania and the Brewery. No problem to report there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Look for heavy volume going on there.
eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way to Washington. Elizabeth, nothing to report. Northbound 270 at 44. Very heavy volume going on there. Southbound 270 at 70 and Dorset. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanway. Slow traffic going on there. Westbound 5570 split from 3rd Street on the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing has turned back to normal. South Mosley at Ladue, a broken water main, and Tesson Ferry at Old Route 21. Traffic lights are not working. They're on red flash in both directions. Olive at Pennsylvania Road, look for road construction having it narrowed down to one lane. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. With jackpots starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, a high in the upper 20s. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 19. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 40. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries, low in the upper 20s. And moving on to Sunday, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 8 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 8 as well, with the wind chill making it appear to be minus 2. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stay tuned now for Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Healthy Futures that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa.
chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's edition of Healthy Futures. I am sitting here. To my left is Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Very good. And shall we start where we normally start?
Yes. Again, we'd like to thank the St. Louis community for joining in every Friday for the Healthy Futures Health Show. And we'd like to just thank you for that. And to thank Supporter Child International and Eternity Vegetarian Deli for being our sponsors and allowing us to do this every week, Liz.
And we have someone else in the studio with
yes,
us this morning,
yes,
and we
yes.
have some wonderful smells percolating through
yes.
the studio up here at WGNU Radio. Who do we have with us?
We have our master chef from Eternity Vegetarian Deli. Her name is Nashamya. And she's the wife and mother of seven children who were all born and bred on a vegan diet.
Wow.
Her former training includes a study in the fields of regenerative healing and live cuisine. And when we say live, we're just talking about uncooked foods that you eat that are great tasting. Mm-hmm. She's been a cooking coach. She teaches others how to prepare vegan meals, individuals and professionals in the food industry. She's former director of Vegan Children's Cafeteria that served over 400 meals a day. And she's a founding member of the Soul Vegetarian Restaurant in the Atlanta Extension. For those of you in the community who have ever gone to Atlanta and has eaten at the Soul Vegetarian Restaurant, she's one of the founding members. And last but not least, she's available for cooking classes for group and private, and also a personal chef. So welcome, Nashamya.
Nashamya, welcome. And I do want to just say this before we begin and talk about the reason why the studio smells so wonderful right now. There's an opportunity for folks, and I really, really encourage people to do this because it's not as hard as you think it is. It is not as complicated as you may think that it is. It is not as difficult as you may think that it is. The wonderful thing the thing that I love about this show is the information that we put out here, but mm-hmm. also the connection to Eternity Vegetarian Deli.
Right.
And one of the things that Eternity is doing, they're having these wonderful, wonderful cooking classes every Saturday. They started last Saturday, right? It was the last Saturday, the 3rd. Mm-hmm. They have classes where they teach holiday cooking, breakfast, lunch, dinner, soup, sandwiches, entrees, desserts, private lessons, personal chefs, catering, all of that. Mm-hmm. Now, the class sizes are limited, and every Saturday there's a different class with
yes.
different food.
Yes.
Classes are $25, and for more information, you just call Eternity Deli at 454-1851.
Mm-hmm.
That's 454-1851, or email at EternitySTL@yahoo.com. That's EternitySTL@yahoo.com. And there's another number here, 600-4804. That's 600-4804. But I really encourage, you know what? This will be a wonderful holiday gift.
Yes.
This will be a wonderful Kwanzaa gift. This will
yes.
be a wonderful thing for mom and dad and the kids to sit down and to learn how to do better by themselves and do better for their bodies and do better, period.
Absolutely.
So, Nashamya, welcome.
Thank you, Liz.
And talk to us about what we have smelling so good in the studio this morning.
Well, just as you said, Liz, it doesn't take all day. We have a spinach mushroom grilled onion quiche. So, and this was actually a 30-minute operation.
30 minutes? talk to it. Okay, first unwrap it, okay, because I'm smelling all this good stuff, and it's still wrapped
and
up.
And it's a lot of it, too.
It's a lot of it. Oh, and it's so beautiful, too. It is so pretty. So talk to us, because this is a quiche, but it doesn't have any eggs.
It has the whole wheat pastry crust. Organic spinach, organic mushrooms. I also layered it with tofu. I pray the viewers are familiar with tofu.
Yes.
And soy cheese. We make our own cheese at Eternity Deli. So after I pre-baked the crust, I layered all the ingredients, mixed the cheese in, and baked it in the oven for 20 minutes. Voila.
So I'm looking at, if you made it sound so easy, there has to be more to it. There has to be more to it than that. You just layer, walk us through the process of it. And then cut me off a hunk of that while you're doing that.
I took the whole wheat flour and mixed it with soy margarine, salt, and a few spices so that the crust would have flavor. Pre-baked the crust for approximately 10 minutes. Then I sauteed the spinach and olive oil, the mushrooms and the onions, all in olive oil. And I layered the spinach, a layer of cheese, a layer of onions, a layer of cheese, a layer of mushrooms, a layer of tofu and cheese to top it off. Baked it for 20 minutes.
And let's serve up a couple of those for both Linda and myself so that we can let the listening audience know if it tastes as good as it sounds. And what are the benefits to this? Because when people think of quiche, they think of eggs, they think of milk, they think of all of that.
Particularly in the vegan spinach quiche, it's very low in cholesterol. And again, we're reiterating that it's a nice tasting dish that is virtually non-dairy. So there are no animal products in the dish at all. So you don't have to worry about all of the cholesterol that comes. And we've been doing this for over 38 years. So we perfected the quote-unquote soul food portion, because we want to make being vegan cultural. And again, we want to reiterate that. I mean, you can be of a Spanish culture and make veganism culturally relevant, because I think that's important, because everybody's not going to eat collard greens. You know, everybody's not going to eat refried beans or those kind of things. So we want to make everything culturally relevant.
I love that, because cooking is so intimate. Cooking identifies us. Cooking is part of our lives. Sitting down, eating meals, and it's one of the things you pass from generation to generation.
Right.
Grandmama's recipe on this, and you don't want to let go of it because it tastes good. You don't want to let go of it because it's part of your culture. But there are other ways to do that.
Absolutely. And again, you know, we want to reiterate the message that we've been talking about since the show started, that when we say you have the power to control your health, the control is in the decisions that you make every day.
Oh, my word.
Liz is tasting in the quiche.
Oh, my word. This is so good.
Absolutely.
This is so good. It is rich. It is, the spices like just kind of like explode in your mouth. And the crust is just one. That's another way of saying it. And this is wonderful. And you've been cooking vegan for how long?
Approximately 30 years. I became a vegetarian when I was 17 years old.
Now, when you were 17 years old, how many of your friends were doing that? That must have been unusual for the time.
Very unusual.
What made you do that? How did you even know about that option?
I started listening to Dick Gregory and reading some of his books. And I just became conscious that there was another diet out there other than the one we had been raised on.
Right.
How difficult was it for you at that time to be vegan?
Liz, that was the easiest thing I ever did, was give up meat. It was so easy.
But I mean, in terms of, I understand the giving up of the meat, but filling it with something else, going out there and finding
being creative.
And like, I can go into Deerberg's right now, and I can find my vegan cheese. I can find my soy milk. I can find most of the staple, my organic my organic spinach. I can find that now a lot easier than I could have 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I can't imagine when you were 17 how difficult it must have been for you to find the, what you needed to get it done. Or was it?
Even
or
at, was it? It wasn't difficult. Even at 17, I was quite aware of tofu.
Mm-hmm.
So we used tofu as a meat substitute.
Mm-hmm. In your home?
I did at
home.
Okay. And at college. And I also ate a lot of fruit, and we ate a lot of fresh vegetables. And it was a conscious decision. So I didn't desire anything else. I wanted to eat the fruits, the vegetables.
Mm. Did you lose out any time with your friends? Because, like, when you're in college, you're hanging out, okay? You go to the pizza joint.
Right.
You hang out. You order a pizza. Mm-hmm. You hang out. Far too much stuff is involving food.
You drink alcohol.
All of that is around food. Was it difficult for you, or did you lose anything by being a vegan when probably nobody else in your world was vegan?
It was a challenge, but I feel responsible for influencing others because they watched my decision. They saw the effects that the diet had for me, and some changed their diet as well.
So you have 8 children.
Seven
children. Mm-hmm. And you raised them vegan. How was that? Was that difficult?
That was definitely a challenge. My eldest is 26
I
years
agree.
Old. It was a challenge. But I look at them now, and I'll even show you a couple of pictures, Liz. They're the healthiest, strongest,
Absolutely.
Brightest children you ever want to see.
I know for a minute or two, when I went away to college, my father raised us. He said breakfast is the most important. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
He said that breakfast is the most important. Oh, beautiful. Look at those babies. Oh, they're
some big husky boys.
Okay. Very nice looking boys. Those are great colors on them, too.
Mm-hmm.
My father said when we were growing up, the most important meal of the day is breakfast. You can eat whatever you want for breakfast, and then you just back off of whatever you eat for the rest of the day. Next to our plates of breakfast, we had a plate full of vitamins. We had the cod liver oil. We had a ton of vitamins that we took every day. I was never sick a day in my life. I never had a cold. I never missed a single day of school.
Mm.
But when I got to college, I thought I was grown. And so I stopped doing a lot of stuff that my father had taught me, and I eventually came back to it. Your children, when you raised them vegan, did any of them face that challenge or change up and come back or anything like that?
Well, that's the blessing of our community. It's all vegan community.
Okay.
So it's a great support system.
Great support system.
Okay.
And it's the same with my children, too. I have two at college, one at WashU and one at SLU.
Mm-hmm.
And they are still vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although it's challenging and they have to eat sometimes at the same places over and over again, that's their complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But they have not strayed away from it because we instilled the understanding,
mm-hmm.
not just to make them do mm-hmm. what we wanted them to do,
but
to give them the
it.
Understanding mm-hmm. of why they're doing what they do.
Mm-hmm. Because that is the challenge to that.
Yes.
Did you have any difficulties with pediatricians? Because you both were raising kids around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have difficulties with pediatricians when you would tell them, no, we're not putting any hamburger in my baby. No, we're not putting any meat, no eggs, any of that. Talk to us about that.
Well, because I have nursed all my children for up to 2 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Did you get pressure about that?
Of course.
Yes.
Because nursing babies up to 2 years is frowned upon in this society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people even want to go so far as to call it child abuse.
Mm.
So did you get pressure?
When they saw how healthy the children were and how well they gained weight
mm-hmm.
and how nice their teeth came in,
mm-hmm.
there was nothing
What's there to say?
Question.
Mm-hmm. What's mm-hmm. there to say?
And when you mentioned breakfast, Liz, this is something else that I brought along. This is a 5-minute granola trail mix snack.
Mm.
I toasted oatmeal and wheat germ in the skillet with maple syrup. I added cranberries, raisins, pecans, walnuts.
Mm.
You can have this as a snack. You can put it over applesauce, over yogurt, over ice cream, or make a cold cereal with milk.
And the other piece of this, the granola piece, excuse me, I'm still eating this. It is so good.
Me too.
It is so unbelievably good. The other piece of it, when you look at other granola out there, they have the coconut oil in it or all the fat in it and all that other stuff. This doesn't have any of that in there.
None of that.
Right.
Well, break me out some of that, too. Let me try some of that, too, since we're talking about it. Now, I love this piece on your resume that says that you were the former director of a vegan children's cafeteria where there were 400 meals served. Talk to us about that. Was this a school?
Yes, the school. We have a school in our community, and the cafeteria serves the school-age children. That has definitely been one of the highs of my life, is serving the children 2 vegan meals a day. And sometimes it was literally 2 fish and a loaf of bread. But because of our diet, we could take 3 potatoes, a couple of carrots, some celery, onions, a few beans, and make a nourishing meal.
Now, the children that were a part of the meal serving in the cafeteria, they're responsible because they were pretty much raised as vegans also.
So you weren't really trying to turn anybody to new.
Right. Except for maybe if we had visitors there, then they would also partake of the same meals, which the meals were so good, a lot of times they didn't even know that they were not eating meat or they were, you know, missing something. And that was the greater portion of it when we could expose other children to the meals.
And I'm just thinking, there are so many schools that really need to take advantage of what you know, because you've made meals for hundreds of children. It would be a wonderful thing. We need to see if we can somehow get you into a school district out here, because even on a temporary basis or something, just to let them know that there are other ways of doing it. In fact,
absolutely.
I saw a show. I know what it was, a documentary on Supersize This. Have you seen Supersize This?
Yes.
And there's one portion in there where they talk about a school district that took the money, and instead of buying the awful food that they put in our children, they decided to do what you do. And the wonderful results of it. Did you see that part on the film?
Yes, I did.
So that's something that could easily be done, couldn't it?
It's very doable right now.
And think of all the machinery that you wouldn't need. Quit dancing over there. You see, that's a happy food dance. All of the machinery and stuff that we wouldn't need. And,
right.
And you don't have to worry about the same types of bacteria and diseases and stuff that you have to worry about when you're cooking with meat.
Right.
The passing on to the children.
And also being vegan.
Can I some more of this, please?
Oh, Liz. Vegan, it's the highest level. We talk about kosher meals.
Mm-hmm.
It's the highest form because there is no separation of your meat and your milk and your dairy because it just doesn't exist.
Wow.
And even in a regular diet where you're having to be cautious about putting meat here and then putting your vegetables where you put your meat.
Different cutting boards.
Mm-hmm. And we know that people sometimes don't even do all of that.
Uh-huh.
So you don't even have to worry about that.
Most people are lying when they say that they do it because they don't. It's too hard.
It's just a lot of work that people just don't want to engage in. So when you're eating true veganism, you don't even have to worry about that. If you put a celery right here, you can put a carrot right next to it, and you don't even have to watch your knife.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about those kind
or
of things.
Or have separate utensils or any area.
Storage spaces.
All right, we have to take a break. We will be back, and before we go on our way out of the break again, my God, you need to come to Eternity and learn how to do this. They have wonderful cooking classes every Saturday. $25 at Eternity. The class sizes are limited. They're filling up quickly. These are classes for amateur cooks, for anybody that wants to know how to do this. Holiday cooking, breakfast cooking, lunch cooking, dinner, soup, sandwiches, entrees, private lessons available if you're ashamed of your cooking skills. You won't do it in front of anybody. You can have private lessons, a personal chef, catering, all of that. Give them a call at 600-4804, 600-4804, or email at eternitystl@yahoo.com. That's eternitystl@yahoo.com. This food is absolutely incredible. Howard, you're going to try some of this. You are going to try some of this. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
wake-up call.
Used to laugh and call him names. They never let
Examine life from the police perspective. Put down the police scanner and pick up Gary Wiegert on WGNU.net.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
The Lutheran High School South Fall Craft Show will be held on Saturday, December 10th from 9 to 3 at Lutheran South, 9515 Tesson Ferry Road. The show will be a benefit for the field hockey team. For more information, call Marge at 314-631-1702 or Lynn at 314-638-9186. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4 Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists, Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Ain't it thrilling? Though your nose get a little chilly, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Healthy Futures. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, Program Director, and Nashamya, Master Chef in Vegan Cuisine. Both of you, welcome back. That crunching that you hear in the background, that's the granola that we're eating on. Howard, isn't that good? No, I want to hear. You need to tell
Howard,
me. Howard,
oh, my goodness.
You tried the granola.
That's awesome.
Oh, isn't it awesome?
That is very, very good.
Isn't that?
My compliments to the chef.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
it is. We put carrot chips in here. Would that be too much?
I thought about
carrot chips.
But but there's not. And the whole thing, you just put it in a skillet with some maple syrup.
5 minutes.
Unbelievable. Tell us about
Can I get the recipe?
give out the recipe again. Because it's so easy. You just don't even...
These are regular oats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Toast them in a dry skillet. Don't put any oil in the skillet. Toast the oats. Add a little bit of maple syrup until it bubbles. Then add your cranberries, walnuts, pecans, mm-hmm. raisins, mm-hmm. anything you want to put in there. You could even put some cereal in there. I thought about putting cornflakes.
Mm. Okay.
Anything that makes it crunchy and enhances the nutritional value.
And this will also be a great lunch snack for children.
Absolutely.
For
and, you know, and there's no guilt involved in this at all.
Right.
Guilt at all. Maple syrup, for crying out loud. Right. Who'd have thunk it? This is so good. Talk to us about these cooking classes. What do people get when they come and take one of these cooking classes?
Last week, we prepared a delicious cream of potato soup.
Mm-hmm.
We also made tofu with herbal rice stuffed in the tofu.
Oh.
And we had
this beginning
a vegetable.
Class?
Yeah, this is the beginning. We had vegetable medley, fresh broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, butternut squash, sauteed for 5 minutes in a little olive oil and fresh garlic.
Unbelievable.
And for dessert, we had a apple crisp.
Mm.
All for $25. I mean,
and
that's
you
a
get
full meal.
You get a meal at the end of the class.
Yeah, something else.
Esther, come on. Tell us about, you tasted the quiche. Tell us what you thought about the quiche.
She was giving us a sign.
This
Something was written on a piece of paper.
This is my sign.
Your sign?
I'm not worthy to eat that kind of stuff.
We are not worthy. It is so good. It is unbelievable, this quiche. This granola is just unbelievable. So we did this.
This week, we're having our cooking class. We're going to make delicious vegetable mushroom pizza, homemade pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how easy it is to make something like that for the children.
Right.
We're making what I call potato puffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice little potato dish. We're having 7-layer salad.
Mm.
We're making a fresh
non-dairy
herb dressing.
Oh, wow. I need to come.
And
really?
For dessert, we're having maple pecan rolls.
Wow.
What time do the classes start?
At 10 o'clock through 12 o'clock.
And at the end of the class, you have what?
We share the meal that we prepared that day.
So we have like a full meal.
A full meal and dessert.
Wow. Wow.
And
I just have to say this. I was at Eternity, not yesterday, but the day before, because yesterday I was angry. Because the day before, you had these wonderful little sausage biscuits. Oh, they were so wonderful. What were those?
I call those sausage.
Okay.
They're not sausage because they're made out of soy.
Mm.
But I put spices such as sage, Italian seasoning,
and
some other spices.
We're going to bring some next week for Liz.
You can make them out of TVP. You familiar with TVP,
Liz? Yes.
Mm-hmm. TVP, or you can use bulgur, or you can even use couscous to make these little patties. You can use brown lentils.
Mm.
It's the seasoning. That's the thing about vegan food. It's texture and it's seasoning.
Texture and seasoning, because they have... Texture is so easy to find nowadays. It really is. I buy the veggie crumbles, and you put it in chili, and I swear before you, nobody knows that that's not hamburger, because it's about the texture of it.
Exactly.
So it's not just a sausage patty in those, though. It's also you put
a biscuit.
These biscuits
are
unbelievable.
Homemade biscuits with raisins.
Mm. And no milk. I mean, no milk.
No milk.
No
soy
eggs.
Milk.
No eggs. No milk.
Soy margarine.
Oh,
cauliflower,
right.
And maple syrup.
Well, there's some raisins in there too.
Raisins.
See, I knew that. It's awesome. They are so highly flavored. You're eating this, and you can eat it without. I think that's the problem with vegan food, because you know that there's nothing bad in it, so you eat twice as much. And you shouldn't eat twice, because you shouldn't be eating twice as much of anything.
You should not.
But it is so good. It is very,
and it's
very
good for you.
Right.
Very good.
Right.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. So what are we going to be doing in the upcoming weeks?
In the next show, we're going to do strictly desserts. We're going to bring Master Chef Mashonia back, and we're going to have a carrot cake. A non-dairy carrot cake. You ever tasted at a deli?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I haven't. You're in for a good surprise. And we're going to also bring a deep dish apple cobbler.
Wow.
Non-dairy. And cinnamon rolls. All freshly baked and prepared by our master chefs.
So is there something, Ashanya, that a lot of people, and I know for me, when I went through this transition of getting away from meat, I'm almost done with fish, but... is there some? I know that I had to transition into this. It was a process, and I don't use the eggs or anything like that anymore. But Is there something that a person could slip into there that you would recommend that they slip into their holiday meal just to hit their family with it, to begin to try to transition themselves and their family towards this? Want some more? You want? Oh, that's right. The granola would be great. The granola would be a
and
great.
And tofu, Liz. Tofu's a chameleon.
Yes.
Whatever you want it to taste like.
That's what it will taste
add
like.
Add the proper seasonings, and it will taste exactly like that.
So what do you recommend to people that want to start this, that want to start living like this? How do you do this? How do you start?
As you said, it is a transition. Initially start eliminating the red meat from your diet. From the red meat, eliminate the chicken, the fish. Look through your pantry. Get rid of all the white products that you see. Start purchasing whole grains, brown sugar, brown pasta, brown flour. That's step one.
How about I am now in the process of when I buy my spaghetti or angel hair pasta, I pick the soy pasta. Is that a good thing?
Because
it's not
all of
it. It's not quite white, but it's not quite brown either. And I
that's
just
a good transition.
It is, and plus you're getting the protein from the soy that you're when you're eating your
it's
pasta.
It's true, and some people are they have allergies to gluten, soy is an alternative.
Right. Now, my father's concern when I decided to start doing this was whether or not or how I was going to get protein into my diet that I need to have in my diet in the absence of eating meat. How do we do that?
You can substitute the protein with nuts, beans, certain grains.
And the protein from the wheat gluten is also a good source, too.
And soy.
Right, and soy.
Do any of the vegetables give us some of the protein that we need?
Yes.
The deep greens.
The deep greens, yes.
The deep greens do that? Okay. Well, the number that I want to give out again to take advantage of this vegetarian cooking class. And this is the time of the season that people really start dabbling in the cooking classes and trying to, you know, doing the nesting thing of the winter months of cooking. Just learn how to do one or two things and sneak them in on your family. You know, moms, dads come to the class and learn how to cook something. And then, because I've had friends that sneak stuff in on their kids and their kids don't even know that they're no longer eating meat. That you can't sneak them in on people, right?
And Liz, I want to say, don't be afraid to go in the health food stores.
Right.
See what's on the market now. There are a lot of alternatives.
Absolutely.
Right. And also, Liz, we have a carrot cheesecake, non-cheesecake, in the studio for you to taste and for Howard, if you're brave enough.
Howard, you want to try that?
And also, just want to remind the listening audience that we will eventually be bringing cooking classes for children, specifically for children.
Oh, how wonderful.
Because we want them to know how to make these recipes for themselves. But we're encouraging families now to just bring children into the kitchen with you now and get them prepared, get them used to being around food. Let them see that there's carrots, there's greens, that there's onions, I mean, and there's so many delectable and delightful things they can do with those things just on their own. And let the children plan one meal a day for one meal a week for the family.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
Get them involved in really handling the food business in the house.
There you go.
Because nutrition is a food business.
Yes, it
even
is.
Even in everybody's home.
And you had a shout-out that you wanted to give for some volunteers?
Yes. We're always looking for volunteers for Support a Child International. We have so many children's programmings that we would love to have people to volunteer for. So if anyone in the listening audience is interested in being a part of that volunteer team, would you please give me a call, Linda McClurkland at 454-9830.
One more time.
Linda McClurkin at Support a Child International, 454-9830.
Very good. And we end where we normally end.
Again, we'd like to thank Support a Child International and Eternity Deli for allowing us to do this segment on the Liz Brown Show every week. And our health tip for the week is I will treat myself to a new food alternative.
Very good.
I will treat myself to a new food alternative.
I've been treating myself all morning long. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, Nishamia. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Liz.
And I'll see you
next week.
Okay, and you'll have my biscuits for me.
Your biscuits.
I know you will. Thank you both for joining us this morning, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
Or we're taking a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Digging in, decorated, and it's all good.
Christmas will be happy days.
Let it go on and on and on and on and on. The season would never change, it would always stay the same.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. The Supreme Court has ruled this week that if you default on your student loans, the government can go as far as taking some of your Social Security benefits to collect the billions in delinquent money it owes. The Bush administration had argued that being able to take your Social Security would be a valuable tool to get the money. The court was unanimous in its decision, which dealt with a 67-year-old man from Seattle. He's living in public housing and only gets $874 a month from Social Security to pay for his food and medicine. The court said the Education Department was okay to hold back 15% of his monthly payments to cover school loans he took out in the 1980s that total about $75,000. The ruling will also apply to disability payments. But the court also says that some loans can be forgiven because of hardship circumstances. And Dateline Miami. A five-day rally is being held in South Florida in an effort to spark debate about the circumstances surrounding the 9/11 attacks. Two of the featured speakers will be William Rodriguez and Professor Morgan Reynolds, former wake-up call guests who say the destruction of the World Trade Center had to be a controlled demolition. Another person on the docket to speak is a pilot and aeronautical engineer by the name of Nila Sagirian. He says that he does not believe the aircraft that hit the Pentagon that morning was a commercial airliner. He says it would have been impossible for a pilot to keep that size plane less than 50 feet off the ground for the amount of time it was supposed to have flown at about 50 feet just before it hit the building. And that's due to an aerodynamic condition called ground effect. That has to do with lift and drag of a large plane. Plus, the jet wash of such a low flight would have caused damage on the ground, but none of that was evident. Sagirian further believes that the small size of the hole that was left in the wall of the Pentagon is proof in itself that a large airliner like a 757 could not have been what hit the building. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
When you discover something of true value, that pearl of great price, you take special care of it. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party celebrates its pearl anniversary this year by honoring those who help others throughout Metro St. Louis. This year's party is from 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road. The parking is free. The ticket price of $10 per person includes a family-style buffet, a DJ from Complete Music Company, the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers, and the Sweet and Sassy Dancers continue the tradition of great entertainment. There are also drawings for door prizes, including, what else, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are also available at $5 each. Seating is limited to 500 persons, so get your tickets now and don't be disappointed. They're available from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, aged 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts,
plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Hi, I'm Susan Smith Harmon. Join me every Friday at noon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be our side. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide.
Welcome back. This is the Because We Care segment of the show. We have the wonderful book on stolen lives, Identity Theft Prevention Made Simple by John D. Cilio. You need to get in. I need to ask you a couple of questions. We're going to have a wonderful package for you, a T-shirt, all kinds of goodies, and the book, Stolen Lives, Identity Theft Made Prevention Made Easy, and this is by John Cilio. We also have Cracking the Millionaire Code by Robert G. Allen, and also a Rosa, a book by Nikki Giovanni, illustrated by Brian Collier, that we talked about this week. You need to give us a call here at 454-0400, 454-0400, and see if you can answer simple question about any of the guests that we had on this week. Our number here is 454. Wonderful book, Stolen Lives, Identity Theft. This is such a good book. Prevention Made Simple by John DeCilio. Cracking the Millionaire Code by Mark Victor Hansen, and also the book by Nikki Giovanni about Rosa Parks. Our number here is 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up and get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Which book are you interested in?
Stolen Lives.
Stolen Lives. Okay, this is about the show, any of the shows that we had this week. Could you talk to me a little bit about, did you happen to have a chance to hear the Kim Gandy interview about Judge Alito?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What shows did you hear about this week? Do you remember the shows that you, how about did you hear Nikki Giovanni?
I heard some of her.
Okay. Nikki Giovanni. Talk to us about Nikki Giovanni and her relationship with Rosa Parks. Did you meet Rosa Parks?
Right.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, she did. She interviewed and spent some time with her over the years.
Uh-huh.
And that was all at her home that she had did the interview with her.
What'd she call her? What did Rosa Parks call Nikki? You remember? What she called everybody?
I almost. You know what? I have forgotten.
It was baby, right?
Baby. Yeah.
She called everybody baby. Okay, well, we're going to put you on hold. I'm going to let Howard get the book, Stolen Lives, and the Wonderful Because We Care package. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you. I need that book badly.
All right. Well, you got it.
I wish you'd asked me questions from that author.
Okay. All right. But you got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
So
all right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. BJ. BJ.
Yes.
We have two books left. We have The Cracking the Millionaire Code and Rosa by Nikki Giovanni. Are you interested in either one of those?
Cracking the Millionaire Code.
Cracking the Millionaire Code. Okay, we had a number of people. Now, the stories that the questions are about what we had on the show this week. Okay?
Right.
Listening to the show this week. Did you hear Kim Gandy, the president of Now?
Now. What is Now?
Now, talking about Judge Alito, the National Organization of Women. Kim Gandy, the president, was on with us earlier this week. What shows did you hear?
I heard the Identity Theft show.
Okay,
sure.
All right. Well, that wasn't this week's show, any of these this week's shows.
Well, what shows did you have this week?
We had...
I've listened all this week, but I'm in and out.
Kim Gandy, Carl Canetta. We also had a representative for the Partnership for Prescription Assistance to help us on, Christian Collier. And we also had Toy Safety on this weekend. I mean, this week we also had the Director of Citizens for Tax Justice, a new tax cuts to keep the rich from suffering. And Nikki Giovanni, Rand Beers, our former counterterrorist advisor to the Bush administration. Those are our guests for this
week. I heard Rand Beers.
Okay. All right. Rand Beers. He was on the show yesterday. Rand Beers, talk to us about what did he say about the ability of George W. Bush or what needs to happen in order for us to get out of Iraq. What should we do?
In order to get out of Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Do you have an answer? Because I got to get to
another
guest.
No, I don't remember.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Sorry about that, BJ. Rose, Cracking the Millionaire Code or Rosa? Yes, Rose.
Rosa.
All right. Did you hear Nikki Giovanni?
Yes.
Okay. When Nikki Giovanni was talking about the illustrator for the book, Brian Collier,
uh-huh.
What did she say? What was the style that he used in the illustrations of this book?
It was a watercolor and... I can't think of the other.
It involves paper.
Oh, the collage.
Very good. Very good. All right. Congratulations. You have a copy of Rosa by Nikki Giovanni and a Because We Care package with a wake-up call mug, magnets, water bottles, T-shirts, and all of that good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're putting you on hold and let Howard get your information. Congratulations, Rose.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Happy holidays.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. Gotta go. We'll be back same time, same place next week for the more of the Because We Care packages. Until then, have a great weekend. Do something good for somebody. Stay strong, and I will be back same time, same place next week.
Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Fancy baby.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Vallada. Investigators are trying to figure out why a Southwest Airlines jet slid off a runway in Chicago and into an intersection, killing a 6-year-old boy.
We now know the name of the 6-year-old boy who died in this accident. Joshua Woods lived in the small town of Leroy, Indiana, about an